after Pesach, the week after Pesach, I'm having a simcha. I'm having a bar mitzvah on Tuesday night. So I won't be able. That Tuesday night is the shit. The week after. So I won't be able to say the shiur that week on the regular date on Tuesday night. Instead, Lynette will have the shiur on Thursday night.
Good.
And then after that, we'll go back to normal. Go back to rain. Rosh Chodesh. 30th instead of the 28th.
Okay.
Very good. In Shulchan Aruch, the meaning is mentioned that the Omer HaHagodah, the one who says the whole Haggadah to be mighty everybody else, wears a kittel. It's a very old meaning. There are different reasons, though, for the wearing of the kittel. The Magen Avraham assumes that the time for the kittel is K'dei L'haskelo Yom HaMisa. That on Pesach night, everything is so delicious, and everything is so beautiful, and everything is so fancy, and it says in the, in a certain sense, not exactly, that, and it says even in Shulchan Aruch, that although all year long you're not supposed to use the mashkanis of the nachrim, if you lend money to a nachrim, the nachrim gives you a mashkin, it gives you some golden or silver bechers or some candelabra or something, so you're not supposed to use it. But on Pesach night, you can use everything, and all year long you're not supposed to have a full suda. You're always supposed to leave something out. At Chasen is we don't do it, but that's what the din is. You're supposed to leave something out for the meal, not to have all the courses in the meal. At Pesach night, you're not supposed to leave anything out. Everything is supposed to be from A to Z, 100%. So in order that the person shouldn't get carried away with himself, they have so much ashiris and so much cheiris and so much food and so much everything, so you should wear a kittel, that's the big day mace, and Yaskelo Yamamis. That's what it says in the Magen Avraham, that many had the minig that one who is in Avelis, Allah of Alima, so the whole first year for Yud Beis Chodesh, he doesn't have to remember Yom HaMisa, so there's no need that he has to wear a kit. He remembers the Yom HaMisas in front of him. And the name of the Gro, they quote that the Vilna Gaon disagreed, and he held that the reason for wearing the kittel is in Gansan, a different town, that this is not really to remember Yom HaMisa, but rather that the Omer HaHagodes is supposed to sort of reenact the way they used to eat the Korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYakayim. So the Goyen claims, the Vilna Goyen claims that Bizman HaMikdash, only the Kohanim have to wear Big Day Kuna when they do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. But when you eat the Kochim Kalim in Yerushalayim, when you eat the Korbanos, you don't have to wear Big Day Kuna without Kohanim, the Israelim eat. So nevertheless, the Gro claims that everybody would wear a Chaluk Lavon. The Gemara has in the first Perek in Tainus about the Chaluk Lavon, that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was doing the Avodah, during the Shivas Yimei Amirot, Moshe Rabbeinu did the Avodah, so the Gemara asks, what begodim did he wear? By Meshi Mesh Moshe called Shivas Yimei Amirot. Big Dekun he couldn't wear, because the Pasuk seems to say that it's only Leharon Alavano. And he didn't wear anything, he just wore his Vachadik clothes, the Shabbos Dik, Big Dei Shabbos, Big Dei Yontep, it's a little strange. The Gemara says, he wore a Chaluk Lavan She'en Bo Imbro. He wore a white kittel. So the Gro claims, I don't know exactly what the Makar is, he claims that just like the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu wore a Chaluk Lavon, so too the Bnei Yisrael, when they ate Kochim Kalim, the Hainu on Pesach night, or all year long, whenever the Yidin would eat Korbanos in Yerushalayim, they would wear a Chaluk Lavon. So he claims that since that's the reason, it doesn't make any difference whether the person is in Avelos or not, the Yomer HaHagodah should wear a Chaluk Lavon Zechel HaMikdash. So the Netziv in the Hagdomah to his Haggadah, Imre Shefer quotes this in the name of the Gro. They have the Maaseh Ram, they quote it. Others from they quote. So the Netziv quotes this, and he says he thinks that perhaps the idea of washing the Tilas Yadayim before Karpas is also based on that. Because the Gemara says in Avi Psochim, why do you wash before Karpas? Micha that you wash, we understand that you wash the Tilas Yadayim before you eat Matzah. Because you say Amoitzi Lech Menor, so whenever you eat bread, or whenever you eat pas, and whenever you eat matzah, you say Amoitzi on it, so you have to wash until the Siddah. The Mishnah has that these three go together. Whatever needs Amoitzi, needs Bichas Amazin, and you need until the Siddah. If you say Mezainis, then you don't say Bichas Amazin, say Alamichin, you don't have to wash until the Siddah. It goes together. So on Pesach night, you say Amoitzi, so you have to wash until the Siddah before eating the matzah. But why do you have to wash before Karpas? So the Gemara says, oh, Karpas is a double shetigul of a mashke. And therefore, you have to wash until the Siddah. So the din is that there's a takonah, there's a gzeira de rabbanon, that's stam yadayim shniyo sein. That a person's hand, since yadayim stam yadayim askaniyo sein, the person handles all kind of things. So maybe he handled something that was tummy, that was mitami him. So if something was really mitami me, so I can become an avhatum, I can become a rishon l'tumah. So not only my hands become an avhatum, a rishon l'tumah, my whole body becomes tummy. And sometimes in the rabbanon, it's possible to split on a level of the raisa, no such thing exists. That half of the body is tummy, the rest of the body is torah. But on a level of the rabbanon, such a thing is possible, that the hand should be tummy, and the rest of the body should be torah. Also on a level of the raisa. But Kiddush is no problem of tumor. Kiddush is no problem. But the karpas where you're dipping in, the karpas where you're dipping into the vegetable. Right. Not exactly. Heksha the tumor, different thing. When you dip in, so you may touch your fingers on the moisture, and yadai mashniya saying. And the din is a yad sheni, so if it touches truma, it'll pass a truma. Because truma can become the kabal tumor from a sheni. Truma goes up until shlishi. It can't go past the tumah of truma. It cannot go in chulin. The tumah cannot go past sheni, and in truma the tumah can only go till shlish, and in kachim it can only go till revi, and in paraduma goes till chamish, and that's all. There's no more than that. So there is a din in the Gemara that kol apoysal asat truma, whatever. Let's say stam yadayim shniyah saying. So if yad, if a person touches truma without washing to lus yadayim, so he would pass the truma. The truma would be considered as if it's talmidik truma. That's why the din is that kohanim, when they're about to eat truma, even if they have potatoes or tomatoes or apples or oranges, whatever kind of truma they're eating, they have to wash until it's yadayim in advance. So stam yadayim shniyah saying. So if they'll touch the truma, they'll be mitami it, and the truma doesn't have to be moist, even if it's dry. If it was never hukshel makabel truma, if the truma was never washed off, then it cannot be makabel truma. But if it once was moist, if it was once partly washed off, even if the whole apple wasn't washed off, part of the apple was in contact with one of the zayin mashkin, then it's hukshel makabel truma. So even if it's dry now, it'll be makabel truma, and it'll be also to eat it. So that's why kohanim always have to wash before they eat truma, in order that they shouldn't be metame the truma with the stam yada. The Gemara has another din, the Mishnah has another din with the Rabbanon, that whatever is metame truma, whatever stam yadaim, let's say if you would handle truma, would passel it, would make it shlishi, would be also to eat it. So such dova hametame, if you touch mashkim, you make the mashkim tome to the extent of a rishon l'tum. So what's this? So the mashkim, so the water will become a rishon. It's a strange din, yadaim hasheni, and if you touch the water, make it mochoma. It's a higher level of tum, makes it a rishon. So the water is a rishon. What's this? So the rishon, oh, that would be a catastrophe. The rishon will make the vegetable, because the water's on the vegetable, make the vegetable into a sheni. So it'll be a sheni to us, it's gival, that I'm going to eat it. To us, it's if I'll eat it. So there's a din, there's a din of tumas giviyah, tumas aguf, that if you eat food that's tamei, it makes you tamei. That's a din of the rabbanon. That's not minatari, there is no such din, because an adam can only be, adam and kelim can only be mekabel tuma from an avah tuma. And a rishon is already called tolda. So tolda can only be metame yochum, a mashkim can't be metame adam and kelim. So what is if a person eats anything that's a rishon or that's a sheni, he's not going to be mitame him anyway. If it's truma, I don't care whether it's tome or rishon, sheni shlishi. If it's tome, you're not allowed to eat it. If it's kochim, that's tome, you're not allowed to eat it. But if it's chulin, that's tome, what do I care? No, there's a din midirabbanon that if you eat chulin, that's tome, it'll be mitame your guf. It's a tumas agvi. It's a very old zer derabbanon. So he points out it was such an old zer derabbanon that the Amoraim thought that it was a din derais. Until he finally came to the realization, no, that it's in gansan a din derabbanon. So what will be the great catastrophe? So if I'll touch the mashkin without washing the tilus yadayim, my yadayim will passel, my yadayim will make the water, let's say the salt water that I'm dipping into, I'll make it into a rishon, because kol apoysel asatruma oisus hamashkin tchila makes it into a rishon atuma, and the water, the salt water, will make the karpas that I dip into the sheni. When I eat that karpas, it'll make me tamei also. So I'll be tamei. So I'm tamei anyway. What's the big problem? So I'm tamei anyway. I'm tamei tumas meis. I have a higher level of tumah. I'm an avatuma. So that's the Taisus comment on that Gemara. So the Gemara says it's for that reason that you have to wash until the Yadayim before Karpas, before you dip the Karpas into the salt water, because dipping into the salt water is a Dovishet Tevula B'mashke, and you're going to be Metame the water will be Metame the Karpas will be Metame you when you eat it, and the world will come to an end. So you'll eat it, you'll become Tame. I'm Tame, it's Tame, we're all Tame anyway. So Taisus says that this whole din that you have to wash with Ovishet Tevula Mashka only applied this Mancha B'samigdash HaYekayon, and if the fellow is going to eat Tomei Dike Karpas, it's going to make him Tomei, then he won't be able to eat the Karpas. So he'll have to go to Mikveh in the middle of the seder, he'll have to go to mikveh. He won't have to have Harav Shemesh. There's a din you only need, Tosis points out in Chagiga. Sometimes there are tumas de Rabbanon that you do need Harav Shemesh, and sometimes you don't need Harav Shemesh. So this mistama would be such a tumah de Rabbanon that you wouldn't need Harav Shemesh. Okay, but he would have to go to the mikveh in the middle of the seder. That's a big tircha. So Taisa says that this halacha that the Gemara develops in the Perek Aviv Sochem, that whenever you're about to eat a dovish at the Bula B'mashke, let's say I'm dipping a cookie, I'm dipping
some kind of a donut
into coffee or into milk or something, into one of the Zayin Mashkim, so that's called a dovish at the Bula B'mashke. So whenever you eat a dovish at the Bula B'mashke, you have to wash until it's a dime in order that it shouldn't become kamtame, shouldn't be mitame you. This is only bizman that the people were nizer and tumah v'tar. And it'll turn out a catastrophe. He'll become tameh. His whole body will be tameh. Not only his hands, which he can easily get rid of. If he'll eat the tameh digger food, it'll be mitameh his whole guf. But bizman hazeh, that no one is eating any kachem, no one's eating any truma, nobody's entering in the Beis Hamikdash, no kohanim are doing any avodah. Unfortunately, we don't have any of this. So there's no need for netilas yadayim lo. And the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos, and the Rambam writes that it's a takana kvua ledoiris, that even though the whole reason for the takana really doesn't make any sense, bizman hazeh, but the takana remains, and even bizman hazeh, if somebody wants to dip in a donut into coffee or whatever, a cookie into milk or something like that, you have to wash until it's yadayim, and you have to wash with a broch. You have to say broch al netilas yadayim. How do we pask in la'aloche? So it's a shayla in this. So on Pesach night, we wash before karpas without a broch. Why do we wash without a broch? So the pashtus is because it's a machlekes the Rambam and Tosfos. So you have to wash misofek l'chumra. But you say sofek broch as well, so you don't say the broch because maybe Tosfos is right. If his man is that the whole takana doesn't apply. But from the fact that we wash, believe bracha, indicate that that's what we should really do all year long. Whenever you're about to eat a davish tevul b'mashke, you should wash all year long before. So the Taz has a comment on this din in the Shulchan Aruch when it says that you have to wash, believe bracha, before you dip in the carpets into the salt water. So he says, Mikan tochachas megula, from here we can learn musa for the people for all year long. He writes, Manish Tana Alayla Zem Mikol Alaylas. Why is it that only on Pesach night people wash before they dip in the carpus, and all year long they don't dip in, they don't wash until Siddayim when they eat an apple? Let's say eat apples or grapes, something that's moist. People wash all grapes or vegetables and they eat it, and they don't wash until Siddayim. If you eat Cheerios or Rice Krispies, so it says in the Poskim, that's not called Dovish Tzvula B'mashke, because that normally is not eaten with your fingers. The normal way to eat it is with a fork. But if, let's say, you have rinsed off fruits or vegetables on a platter and they're all moist, and they're still moist. If they dried off, then true, it's Huchshe L'Kabel Tumah, but there's no mashke that you'll be metamei with your hands, and your hands cannot be metamei directly the fruit or the vegetable, because the hand is sheni, and it can't make a shlishi, it's chulin, it's not true. But if it's still moist, then the hands can be metamei the moisture, and then the moisture will become a rishon, the rishon will make the food into a sheni. Then you lead it, you'll become tough.
Why can't you say Pesach is different?
So that's the shaila. So the Taz Tain is Manish Tana Laila Zemikol Alelos. Then on Pesach night, everybody's careful to wash until it's your diamond, obviously it's Vulva Mashke. And all year long, nobody washes, so he says it's not right. From here, you see that all year long you're supposed to wash, B'li Brocha, before you eat a dovish to vula b'mash. That's where the Taz points at. Not so difficult. Just like people wash before they eat bread. So you wash before you eat the fruit. It's not that difficult. So the Netziv in the Hagdomah to his Haggadah, Imre Shefer points out that perhaps we can answer the Kasha along the lines of the Vilna Goyen. The Goyen says that why is it that the one who is the Baal HaGadah, the Yom HaGadah, wears a kittel, has nothing to do with Yaskel or Yom HaMi. So it's Rav the Rezecher LeMikdosh, that the Goyen claims that in the days of the Beis HaMikdosh, when the Yisraelim would eat the Kachem Kalam in Yerushalayim, they would wear a Chaluk Lovan. So then it seems to suggest perhaps the washing of the Tilis Yadayim for Dovish Tevul B'mashke, really all year long we follow Tosfos, that we don't wash. We don't even wash without a broch. You don't have to wash at all. But on Pesach night, we want to make a zecher to the way things were in the days of the Mikdash. And in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, the din certainly would be that you would have to wash. Because if you eat a Dovish Tevul B'mashke, it'll be metameyu, and you have to go to the mikveh in the middle of the seder. That'll be quite an inconvenience. So we make a zecher to that. That's why many have the minig. I don't know many. That's why in some communities in Europe they had a minig that only the Omer HaHagodah washes into the Siddayim. Not that everybody washes. That's what it depends on. If it's just in order to make a Zechel HaMikdosh, so just like the Omer HaGodah is the only one who wears the kittel.
In order to buy HaGodah, it keeps it and gives it in vegetable to everybody.
I don't know if that indicates anything. I don't know if that indicates. He has the salt water by here.
Yeah.
He has the salt water. I don't know if that indicates.
In Poland, they didn't do it. I was told in Poland, they didn't have nobody wore kittle in Poland.
They didn't wear kittle.
In Poland? Huh?
What do you say?
In
Poland, kittle? My Zaydis came
from Poland. I don't know what you're talking about.
And what part of Europe was this?
Poland.
It's different in Helgi. Most in Shulchan Aruch says that everybody wants. Only the one who says that gone. Yeah. The washing, I think most. Everyone washes. Most, I think, in most places in the minig is that everybody washes on Pesach night before Kappa. And by some of the Yekis, they have the minig, very strong minig, that Bedavka, the one who says the Haggadah washes. They have a special basin that only has enough water for one person to wash. And it's only for the one who's Zayim the Haggadah. That's the Shaka. Mean as the Zechel HaMikdash. You know. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you should go to the mikvah and have Pesach. Every Erev Yom Tov. The Shaila and Pasuk, the Chayav Adam and Tayr Atzma Beregel applies this man as Erev.
That's right.
Yeah. That's a Shaila whether...
Well, you don't have to.
That's a Shaila whether Kairach is really Zechel HaMikdash or not. The Aruch. And the Sefer Horach, quoted by the Chaykankiv, the Horach says that eating of Koyrach is for the sake of Zechel HaMikdash. And the Gemara, granted, doesn't say that it's a Zechel HaMikdash. Gemara says, as a Machlekes Hillel and a Chachomim, what is the proper way to be Yoytzei, Matzah and Moror, whether he's supposed to eat them together with Kricha Achas, or each one separately. So the Gemara says on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, that since Hashtad, on the first white line, on Kuf Tezvav and Aleph, the Gemara says, Hashtad Eloit Mehilchas Eloike Hillel Eloike Rabbah, now that we don't know what the psak lamaskana should be, whether you should dafki eat them together, or dafki eat them separately. So therefore, we do the chumer both ways. So we eat the matzah separately and the moor separately, then we eat both together. So the Gemara seems to present it that it's not really that we eat the karech zechel amigdash. If it would have only been zechel amigdash, maybe it would have been sufficient only if the bala agoda, the yam agoda would eat the karech. The Gemara just says it's a sake of the thing.
But that
a machlek
is even during the base amigdash. Now, if he will live during the base amigdash. So I'm assuming that this is a machlekes ongoing even during the base of Mikdash.
Yeah, there was a machlekes, how you're supposed to be. So there are three shitas in the Gemara. There's one shita that bedavke, you have to eat matzah and mora together, Pesach matzah mora. The other shita is optional, either together or separate. That's how the Rambam passed it. And the third shita is dafke separate, that if you eat together, you're not yoytzei.
Isn't it based on how many people have the karach? Everybody has a karach, so everybody has to make karach.
No, the Gemara says you only have a Kaira in front of the owner.
We have an everybody.
They have a lot of children, Baruch Hashem, so they have to tell us to everybody. But it's not necessary. The Gemara says it's not necessary to have a Kaira in front of each person. The Gemara says it's efficient if you have in front of one person. No. That's the favorite of the Gemara.
The explanation by
Marav Sheikh,
why the Hungarians only wear
kittel
if they get married 1 year.
Yeah, yeah. They're too young. He says they used to get married very young. The kittel is supposed to be a simon of seriousness, and they're too young to be serious. What is the idea of eating karpas bichlal? What is the karpas supposed to represent? So the Gemara says one time, and Tosis quotes in the name of the piyut of Rabbi Yosef Taivelin, and Gans in a different town. The Gemara says that the reason why you dip karpas into salt water is purely mishum hakeru l'dinagis. In order to keep the children's interest, that they should stay awake and they should ask questions, and to arouse their interest, and they should pay attention to listen to the whole story. It's going to be a long haggadah, they should stay awake till the end. That's all the Gemara says, mishum hakeru l'dinagis. Tosis is quoted in the name of Rabbi Yosef Taivelin, and we have it in the piyut for Shabbos Haggadah, Taisan Kuf Tezvav and Aleph. So Tosis quotes in the name of the Piyut that if you wouldn't have any karpas beforehand, and you would come in the middle of the meal and you would want to eat moror, you would have to say Bari Priyu Adama on the moror, and this would pose a problem. Why would it pose a problem? How can you say two brachas? How can you say two brachas on one piece of vegetable? You're going to say Bore Priho Adoma and Al Achilas Maror. It's a violation of the principle of Einos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas.
We do it on matzah.
Oh, okay, okay. That's a kasha. That's a kasha. So in order, that's the answer. You have two matzahs. So Al Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa and Hamoiti goes on the Shleima. So you have to eat two kezaisim. One kezaisim.
But still, would say you should take one bracha, eat the matzah, and then make another bracha, eat the next matzah. They're two different. By putting the two brachas together and eating in one matzah, I mean, it's still putting two mitzvahs together.
No, but still, that's what Rabbi Yosef Tevelim holds, that you say one bracha on one matzah, one bracha on the other matzah. So they really go on to a different chetzitz. It's already not a violation. You have to eat the gezeis in between the first bracha and the second bracha. There's nothing, no problem. No problem. But he says that Rabbi Yosef Tevelim writes in this piyut, in the name of the Goyim, that if you would not have had karpas beforehand, but the Gemara says that it's mishum hakeir l'tinoi, because to keep the children's interest, That's an explanation as to why you dip the karpas into salt water. That's not the explanation as to why you eat karpas. Why do you eat karpas is a different time. We want to have a vegetable to be able to recite Bore Priho Adoma on before we get to the Maror. Because if you're going to wait till you get to the Maror, you'll be reciting the two brachas of Bore Priho Adoma and Al Achilas Maror on the same vegetable, and that will be a violation of Chavilas Chavilas. As I Dr. Rabbi Yosef Tevelim.
That brings the same problem again. No, we still have the same problem. We still ask the question, why don't you make a Bore Priho Adoma by Mola? Does it have to be the Gezaias? The whole story with the Rambam and the Gezaias.
Right. So Tesis raises the issue. Tesis says, first of all, they think that Rabbi Yosef Tevelim is wrong, that there's no problem in the first place about saying Bore Priho Adoma on the Mora. If you have to eat the Mora after the Matzah, the Rashbam points out that there's a Seder L'chatchila on Pesach night. It says on Matzos, Umrorim Yochlu, you have to eat first matzah and then more. That's the proper Seder L'chatchila deraisa, the Rashbam says. B'diyevet, if you lead the Shalai L'Seder, you'll also be yet if you eat more first and then matzah. But L'chatchila deraisa, there is a Seder, that's why it's called the Seder L'Pesach. There's a Seder, how you're supposed to be yet to the mitzvah Salaila. First eat matzah, and then to eat more. So first you eat the matzah, and you said already, I'm waiting to lach menorah. So why should you say Bar Pri Adam in the middle of the meal? So Taisus claims that eating of the morah in the middle of the meal is Dvarm Havoy Machmas Asuda. But don't require any broch. Eat vegetables in the middle meal. There's no need for a broch. Tosis gives two different explanations. There are two variations of why it's considered Dvarm Havoy Machmas Asuda. Tosis and Brochus discusses it as well as Tosis here. And Brochus daf Membeis and over here on daf Kuf Tezov. So one Tosis they say that it's like eating vegetables in the middle of the meal. It's one of the courses of the meal. Dvarm Havoy Machmas Asuda. The other Tosis they say different lashon. That since Alpidin, the halacha requires that you have to eat matzah first and then maror, even if let's say you eat such a maror that doesn't pass arayin at all, let that person in the middle of the meal, and all of a sudden he eats something that absolutely, a michael that absolutely just doesn't fit into the whole meal. Let that person takes a schnapps, and the schnapps that he has doesn't fit in with the meal. It has nothing to do with the meal. He would have had the schnapps every day at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he had to drink a schnapps. Whether he's in the middle of eating or not in the middle of eating, it has nothing to do with the meal, it's not one across in the meal. Then it says in the Shulchan Aruch that you say Shehakol on the Shnaps. That Dvarm Habayim Shalai Machmas HaSudah. Has nothing to do with the Sudah. The din is you say a bracha before. And you don't say a bracha after. It's covered with the Brichas HaMavim. But you do have to say a bracha in advance. That's why there's a big machlokes in Poskim. What happens if you have fish and then you have Shnaps after the fish. So do you say since the fish fits into the meal, that's one of the courses. And the meaning is that you have Shnaps in between the fish and the flesh. So it's considered that today the Shnaps is part of the meal. That's Dvarm Habayim Machmas HaSudah. So you don't have to say shakal on the schnapps. So should you say, no, the schnapps absolutely doesn't fit in with the meal. The fish fits in, the soup fits in, the chicken, the flesh, everything fits in. The schnapps doesn't fit in. Schnapps has a diet to get it off. So you have to say shakal on the schnapps. So that's the machlekes in Achreinim. The kids are showing off and others quote such a machlekes. But you have to say shakal on schnapps that you have after the fish before the flesh. But on Pesach night, Tosis claims on Pesach night, even if you're going to have such a mora that just doesn't fit in with the meal, let's say you have horseradish. What normal person in his right mind eats horseradish in the middle of the meal, not to dip in a little gefilte fish in? He eats a gezeis of horseradish, not related to anything else. That's not Dvarm Havoyim Machmas HaSudah. So Tosis says, maybe Alpidin it's called Dvarm Havoyim Machmas HaSudah, because tonight on Pesach, the Torah tells us what the menu consists of. The Torah says the menu has to consist of first matzahs, Umrorim Yochlu. First you have to eat the matzah, then you have to eat the maror later. So since that's the Seder, the Araisa, L'chatchila, so the maror al-pidin is considered Dvarm Havoyim Machmas HaSudah. These are the two explanations that Tosfos gives. Either the Mor is a Mitzvah, Dvarma by Machmas Hasuda, it's a vegetable that Yiteh Hasuda, so you don't say a Bracha, or it's Alpidin labeled as Dvarma by Machmas Hasuda. So the Taina that the whole problem that the Rabbi Yosef Tevelim raised is non-existent. He's assuming that if you wouldn't have had Karpas before the meal, you would have had to say a Bracha Baruchu Hadoma before you eat the Maror. And that would be a violation of Chavila. Einos Mitzvah Chavila. Chavila is that you're not allowed to say two Brachas over one object, a Bichas Anen and a Bichas HaMitzvah. So he says the whole thing is not a problem. There's no need to recite any Bracha on the Mor. And the only reason why you have the whole carpus and why you dip it in, the whole din of carpus is only Hekeir and the Tinai. The whole thing is wrong. That's what Taisus Tain is, another Tain. Kiddush. Yeah, Taisus says Kiddush is always like that. You say Barpi Agov and then you say Kiddush. You say Abdullah Barpi Agov and you say Abdullah. So we do it all the time. So Taisus says, why isn't it a violation? So Taka, why isn't it a violation? So there's no problem of chavilas, chavilas. Why not? Why is there no problem?
I can see that.
How are you explaining that there's no problem in Kiddush?
I can't see it so much in
Taisus Taina is like this. Taisus Taina is the din of Einos Mitzvos chavilas, chavilas. Where does it say in the Gemara? So the Gemara has in Ptochim a case. Let's say a person comes home on Matzoy Shabbos and he wants to say Havdalah, and he wants to bench. And he only has one cup of wine, and he wants to recite Brichas HaMazon al Hayayin, and he wants to recite the Havdalah al Hayayin. So the Gemara says he's not permitted to use the same cup of wine for Brichas HaMazon al Kos and for Havdalah al Kos because of this din of Einos Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilis. You're not allowed to use one chef to... Okay, we don't drink the wine.
Drink the wine for Shalosh Shudah, the bench on the Kos,
right.
Then the Shamas takes it in and makes up Dalah.
But if you don't drink the wine, no, it doesn't matter what he says. If you don't drink the wine, so the verse is that you're not Yaitse, the Birch Samaz Nala Kos. It comes out, you're not Yaitse, so it's a garbage. So Taisus has one day that there is an Indian of a Brocha La Kos, even if you don't drink. But the Gemara, maybe on the level of the Raisa, there's such an Indian, but the Gemara says, Lamaisa, Hamavar Tzor Sheyitom. And if you don't drink, then it's considered as if you really didn't say it al akbar. So you won't get to the Birchas HaMazon.
By Shevet Brochu, they make Shevet Brochu to Shalosh Shudah. They are claimed the one.
Yeah, okay. It's a different thing. Okay. Then you talk, I have two cases. Then you need two cases. So the Taisus seems to be timing like this. Taisus holds a din of Einos Mitzvos Chavilas. Chavilas means he can't use the one object for the purpose of fulfilling two different mitzvahs. The same cup of wine you're going to use for Birchas HaMazon al akbar and for Havdalah al Kos. These are two distinct mitzvahs. But if a person has a Kos Yai and he says Bar Pi Agof and then he says Kiddush, he's only using it for one mitzvah. He's using the Kos Yai for the mitzvah of Kiddush al Hayai. He says he's using it for the mitzvah of Birchas HaNenen. Birchas HaNenen uses his lips to say the bracha. You only say Birchas HaNenen if you're going to eat some food.
Yeah.
So you say that the food that you're eating is a Cheftish on mitzvah, that you're doing a mitzvah with the food. You're not doing a mitzvah with the food. When I eat food, I have to recite a bracha beforehand. It's a matter, it's a different thing. That's what Taisus Taina is. That's what Taisus Taina is. The whole Rabbi Yosef Tevelim is wrong. What do you mean? There's a problem of chavilas, chavilas. He says, Bari Pri Hadom, and he says, Al Achilas Mara, before he eats the Mara. They say, number one, it doesn't require any Birchas HaNenen because it's called Ramabai Machmas HaSuda. Number two, they Taina that this is not a violation of chavilas, chavilas. Kiddush is always like that. Havdalah, we always do like that. Why? Bari Pri Agofen or any Birchas HaNenen is not that you're doing a mitzvah with this Cheftish on mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah by reciting a bracha before. It's not the Achilah, but that's not considered doing a mitzvah. But Rabbi Yosef Tevelim apparently holds not so. What does he do with the kasha with Kiddush? Kasha with Kiddush of the Netziv in his Haggadah claims that apparently Rabbi Yosef Tevelim is of the opinion that on Shabbos and Yontov when you recite Kiddush and you say Bore Pri Agofen, the Bore Pri Agofen becomes an intrinsic chelik of the Kiddush. It's not just that you say Bore Pri Agofen as a separate thing of Birchas HaNenen. The Rabbanan made a takana that Kiddush consists of Bar Pi Agofen and Kiddush. So that was one big takana. So it's not that you're doing two different mitzvahs today. Today the Bar Pi Agofen has a different character. Rashi has like that in Erevin and Daf Mem, and Rashi has in Brachas also in a few two places like that. That Bar Piragofen is Gorin Yain is Gorin Brachal Bifniyatzmo, Gorin Brachal Yatzmo. What does it mean? So Rashi says, even though you're not really interested in drinking the wine, and really you shouldn't have to say Birchas Hanenin at all, the Chachamim will mechayiv you to say Bar Piragofen. When is that? By Kiddush, Avdola, whenever you have a Brachal Akos. Apparently, Rabbi Yosef Tavelin holds that the Bar Piragofen is an intrinsic chelek of the Kiddush. It's not that you're doing two mitzvahs. It's one and the same mitzvah. Tosis has another time. Tosis has yet another time against Rabbi Yosef Tavelin. They have quite a few times. They say, if he is really right, that his cheshbon is correct, that the Bari Pri Hadom is recited before the Karpas in order to cover the Birchas Hanenin for the Moror, so the Tanya won't help, because the Gemara asks Akasha and the Mishnah, why is it that it says that you wash until it's Yadayim before Karpas, then when you come to Matzah, you wash until it's Yadayim again? He already washed half an hour ago. So doesn't that cover the Netilas Yadayim for eating the matzah? So the Gemara says, well, since he said so much Haggadah, we're afraid maybe he was Mesiach Das. And since maybe he was Mesiach Das, maybe he wasn't Meshama his hands anymore. So therefore, we require another Netilas Yadayim. So Tosis understands the Lashon Gemara. Since he said so much Haggadah in between Karpas and Hamoitzi, that it's a Hesach Hadas from eating. Rabbi Yosef Tavelin apparently understands not a Hesach Hadas from meeting, it's a Hesach Hadas from Shmiras HaYadayim. We're afraid, Shema Noga B'mekomis HaMetun Ofen Shebegufo. So that idea that the Gemara says, Dilma Suchi Asach Daite, maybe he was Nesir Das from what? Nesir Das from the Shmiras HaYadayim, so that's why that requires another Netilas Yadayim before eating the matzah. But the Tosafot understands not so. Dilma Suchi Asach Daite, maybe he was Nesir Das in Gansen from eating. He wasn't any longer consciously thinking of the fact that he's going to eat any more later. That's why he needs another Netilas Yadayim. So Tosafot's time is, if that's the pshat that is Nesir Das from eating, then he would have to say another Bar Pri Hadomah. So what does it help if Rabbi Yosef Tavelin really holds that there is a problem that you have to say Bar Pri Hadomah on the Morer, because it's not called Dvar Mabai Machmas Al Suda. And you can't say Bar Pri Hadomah and Al Achilas Morer, because it's a problem of Einayis Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas. So that's why they instituted that you should say a Bracha Bar Pri Hadomah on Karpas, but if they moved it up so far in advance, then Taisa says you've defeated all purpose. It'll be a Hesach Hadas. So Rabbi Yosef Tavelin holds that it's not a Hesach Hadas. So because of that Machloikas, that they say in Shulchan Aruch, what's the din that you have to say Bari Nefashis after eating the Karpas? If you eat less than a Kazayas, there's nothing to discuss. You don't say it. But people are hungry, so usually they eat more than a Kazayas. So if you eat more than a Kazayas, if you eat more than a Kazayas for Karpas, do you have to say Bari Nefashis or not? So according to Taisa Shita, that we assume that there probably would be a Hesach Hadas in between the Karpas and the eating. So you cannot say, well, I said Bar Pi Hadomah now, and I plan to eat more vegetables in the middle of the meal, the Hayna, the Maror, and the soup, and whatever vegetables will be served on the platter. And then I'm going to bench at the end, so everything will be covered with the Birchas HaMazon. According to Tosis, that won't work, because there's a Hesach Hadas in between. So you really should be required to recite the Bari Nefashis after eating the Karpas. Mashiach can come to Rabbi Yosef Tavelin, he claims that there's not at all a Hesach Hadas. The Gemara just says we're afraid of Hesach Hadas from the Shmiras HaYadayim, but there's no Hesach Hadas from the Achille. So contra Rabbi Yosef Tevelem, the bracha that you say Bar Pi Hadomah before the Karpas, the Dafke, there's no Hesach Hadas. The Dafke, that bracha covers all the vegetables with the Mora that we're going to eat in the middle of the meal. And then since that's covered with the bracha, since everything is covered with the same bracha shalofanel, and at the end of the meal you plan to bench anyway, so the Birchas HaMazon covers not only the vegetables that were eaten in the middle of the meal, that'll cover also the Karpas that was eaten before. So because of this fake edina, as to whether we really assume that there's a Hesach Hadas or not, whether you should say Bari Nefashis or not, that's why they recommend the Shulchan Aruch. The Maharam Rutenberg recommended that you should eat less than a Kazayis for Karpas. You should eat less than a Kazayis for Karpas. The one who says not so is the Rambam. The Rambam, as we have it printed in the Rambam, writes Beferish that when you eat Karpas, you have to eat a Kazayis of Karpas. He doesn't discuss what they say Bracha Chayim. Just the Rambam just says that you have to eat a Kazayis of Karpas. So the Agos Maimon, he writes in that Rambam that there's something strange. By the Moror, the Pashtun says that the Rambam, holds that they were misak in the mitzvah achilas karpas and the Rabbon for whatever reason. Kacha tikna chachamim to have achilas karpas and ain't achilas chusim mikazayis. If he's less than the Kazayis of Karpas, he won't be able to this mitzvah. In fact, the Rambam Shita is that you dip in the Karpas, not into salt water, says you dip it into Haraisis. And the Rambam holds you dip in the Matzah into Haraisis. You dip in the mor into charoses. A mitzvah, everything is to be dipped into the charoses. The rabbi writes on that, Rambam zehevel. The Rambam writes that they dip the matzah into the charoses. The rabbi writes that zehevel. Shaila, exactly what does the rabbi hold his hevel about? But that's what the Rambam writes. Tosis quotes the two shittas. When you bring, as on the Mishnah quotes, whether you're dipping the carpets into salt water or you're dipping the carpets into charoses. So the Rambam writes that you have to have a kazayit. That's a simple reading of the Rambam. The simple pashtus of the Rambam is that there's a mitzvah sachilim in the Rabban for whatever reason. Hakev l'tenayik is whatever it is. They made a takona. So the takona requires to eat a kazayit of charoset. And that's why the Rambam holds all mitzvah sachilas alayla. You have to have a tibul in charoset except for Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, he holds that you don't dip at all. The Rambam sheet is the Korban Pesach has to be eaten separately. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out the Rambam's girsa was in Hillel. He didn't wrap Pesach Matzah Umar, he only wrapped the Matzah Namor. Why? The Rambam apparently holds that the Pesach has to be eaten separately. Like the Gemara says, Hillel holds you have to eat all together, and the Chacham holds you eat separately. How did the Chacham know that? Because they darshan yochlu, zebif ne'atma v'zebif ne'atma. So what does Hillel do with that? So the Rambam holds Hillel also darshans yochlu hu bifne'atma, goes on Korban Pesach. So Pesach has to be eaten lifnei yatzma. So mehai time there, Rav Soloveitchik suggested, the Rambam apparently holds that even though the Chacham were mistaken, that all mitzvahs achilas halayla have to have tibul in charoses, you have to dip the matzah in charoses, you have to dip the mor in charoses, you have to dip the carcass in charoses, also mitzvahs achila, but the Korban Pesach not, because it is din yochlu. Yochlu bifnei yatzma, you have to eat the Korban Pesach lifnei yatzma. You don't eat it in the krich, even according to Hillel. You don't dip it into any charoses. The Korban Pesach has to be eaten lifnei yatzma. To show that it has a chashivas. Korban Pesach doesn't have to have anything else. You don't have to dip it in, when the kids don't like the chicken or the food, so they dip it into the ketchup. And the balabasta always gets angry. My wife always gets angry. What's the matter? The food is no good. You have to dip it in the ketchup. You can't eat it by itself. So the Korban Pesach has to be an achila chashuva. You don't have to dip it into any charoses. You don't have to eat it together with anything else. It's nechel bifnei yatzma. It's delicious the way it is.
Why can't the
Yahoo
also go on matzah? Why
just on Pesach? Tosh Pshati goes on Korban Pesach. It says, "Ochlus habasa balayla zet sliyesh, matzah samrorim yochluhu loshin yochid." The Mechilta says yochluhu goes on Pesach. It doesn't go on matzah. Doesn't go on matzah. In fact, the Mechilta says it's a diuk, it's a miyuk, yochlu v'loi matzah mor. That from that lashon yochluhu, the singular, doesn't say yochlu.
It doesn't say yochelu.
Yochelu would be the they should eat. No, yochlu means you should eat the Korban Pesach. It should be the Korban Pesach should be eaten. In fact, the Mechilta comments on that pasuk yochlu lazev loy lacher, only Korban Pesach yochlu and matzah mor don't have the din of nechal al asova. That's a strange drasha. Where does it say nechal al asova? How did the Mechilta far I know him with nechal al asova? So the Netziv has in his biur on chumash, and Rav Shlomo Levilna quotes it in his sefer, the Binyan Shlomo, he likes it. He quotes it in his biur on chumash, but the Rambam has a different shita from all the other Rishonim about nechal al asova. The Rambam understands pshat, you have to eat Korban Pesach kedei lizboa mimenu. That normally, whenever there's a mitzvah sachila, you eat one kazayis. Ein achila pchusim kazayis. Eat one kazayis and you yotze. But Korban Pesach, the din is, it has to be nechal ala sova. What it means is, you have to eat two kazayis. Kedei lizboa mimenu. Sevilla is not by just eating one kazayis, like with more one time of darshans in brochas, v'yachalta v'savata v'rachas hashem lakecho, v'yachalta zu kazayis v'savata zu kibetza. But the chiyuv to bench min ha-teira only applies if you ate a kibetza of bread. If you only ate a kazayis of bread, the chiyuv to bench is only with the rabbon. Rav Meir darshan is like that. Machlech Zameir, Rav Yud, a different time. So one time of darshan is ve'achalta zu kazayis v'savata zu kibetza. Why? The savata means more than a minimum achilus. So here also, the Rambam understands. You have to eat Korban Pesach. Al asova doesn't mean that you should be full before you eat it. You should eat so much Korban Pesach kedei lizboya mimenu. How much is that? Two kazayis. So where did the Tanoim darshan is from? So the Rambam learns that's pshat. That's exactly why it says v'yochlu es habasor. It says achila. Then it says amatam ram yochlu v'shteg baita yochlu. Again an achila. So that's the answer. You need two achilas. Each achila is kazayis. The Rambam writes, you eat two kazayis. First, you eat one kazayis The Rambam writes like this: first, you eat one kezayis of the chagigas abrosa, then you eat a kezayis of the korban pesach, and then you eat the whole meal, and then at the end of the meal, you eat the second kezayis of the korban pesach. That's called nechal al hasova. What do you mean al hasova? Kedei lizbo miman, in order to have a second kezayis. And the Rambam understands that that's what the mechilta is darshining. Yachlu lazev, v'loy la'acher. You only need two kezayisim of matzah, of korban pesach. You don't need two kezayisim of mor, and you don't need two kezayisim of matzah. You only need two kezayisim of korban pesach. That's how the Rambam learns
Pshat. That's how we get the
right, the Achronim quote in the name of the Maharil, in the Sefer Maharil, that the Afikoman, you should have two kezayisim. Why zeichel lepesach that they used to eat two kezayisim? So Achronim asked, where does it say that they ate two kezayisim? So later Mephoshim say, the Rambam says so. They ask, what does it say? There's no Mishnah. The Mishnah seems to say, Hashem shalcha kezayis yotza. Sounds like eat one kezayis. So they point out the Rambam says beferish like that. The Rambam, Maram Chalva points out the Rambam, others point out, the Rambam says beferish, eat two kezayisim. And the Rambam got it, and that mechilta on the Pasuk, it says, v'yochlu sabasar. And then it says, yochlu.
So why shouldn't you eat a kezayis before and a kezayis after? Why two kezayisim at the afikoimen? You ate already a kezayis before.
But you're not supposed to
And now you're eating another kezayis.
No, the kezayis that we eat in the beginning. No, the kezayis that we eat in the beginning is the first mitzvah's matzah. And the afikoimen is eaten as a zeichel pesach. So we should make a zeichel pesach of two kezayisim. Because with Man HaMikdash, the Rambam says that they ate two kezayisim of korban pesach. So the Gir says, we have it, and the Rambam says that you have to dip in the karpas into charoises, and you have to eat it kezayis. That's what it says. So the minig is not like the Rambam. Minig is that you eat, the Achronim say the minig should be. That's what they say. You should tell the people that they shouldn't eat a kezayis. Other people want to eat a kezayis. You just tell them, don't be mesiach das. Keep on nibbling. They usually are. Those who like to eat more than a kezayis, keep on nibbling all the way through, so they're not for sure they're not mesiach das. Dagos Maimini points out that there's something else strange in the Rambam. But the Rambam writes that you have to eat maror. There he doesn't say that you need a kezayis. So karpas, which is only mishum hakev l'tinoikes, the Rambam holds that the mitzvah achilim in the rabbanon, so that you need a kezayis. And maror, he fails to mention that you need a kezayis. So that's why the Haggadah Maimon is a talmid of the Maamritzburg. Maamritzburg says he's the one who says that you shouldn't eat a kezayis. So the Haggadah Maimon quotes that it must be a misprint in the Rambam. It must be that the word kezayis doesn't belong by karpas, rather belongs later by mor. Because how can it be that karpas needs kezayis, mor doesn't need a kezayis? It must be that the kezayis is needed by the mor. The Maisin Shulchan Aruch, that's what it says. Because of the machlokes between the Tesis and Rabbi Yosef Teivelim, the proper thing is to have in mind when you say the Baruch Pi Adom on the karpas to cover the maror as well, but maybe it won't cover the maror, maybe it really will constitute a hesach hadas. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you should tell the people that they should eat less than a kezayis, so they won't have any suffix on the bracha achrayim. We mentioned about the afikoman. We mentioned before about the afikoman. There's really a big machlokes in the Rishonim what the afikoman is all about. Why do we eat matzah at the very end of the meal? So the Tosfos and the Rashbam claim, the Rashbam and the Tosfos claim on that Gemara, that afikoman is the ikar mitzvahs matzah. Because bizman amigdosh, they had to eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal, the way Tosfos understands. That the korban pesach nuznechel al hasova doesn't mean like the Rambam kedei lizboya mimeh, that you eat two kezayim instead of one kezayim. Al hasova means when you're finished eating, so you eat the korban pesach at the end of the meal. The last thing, the dessert should be the korban pesach. Tosfos holds they didn't eat any korban pesach before. Not that they ate one kezayis in the beginning, and they ate another, and they ate another kezayis at the end. The only achilas korban pesach that they had was at the end of the meal. And according to Hillel, that you have to eat pesach matzah umaror all together, so obviously they ate the matzah and the maror at the end of the meal. Or even if you hold not like Hillel, that you don't eat all bikricha achas, you eat separately, but you also eat together. You eat one after the other, but at the same time you don't have a pause of an hour in between. So you wouldn't eat matzah in the beginning of the meal. Matzah in the morning, beginning of the meal, then eat the Korban Pesach at the end. If you're eating Korban Pesach at the end because it should be Nechal Ala Silva, it's Man HaMikdash, then you would eat the matzah at the end and the morning at the end. Either together, Mamish B'Kricha Achas, or B'Zeh HaZeh, but all soon one after the other. So Tosis and the Rashbam both claim that just like Bizman HaMikdash, they used to have the Pesach and the matzah and the morning at the end of the meal, so too Bizman HaZeh, even though we don't have any Korban Pesach, so the whole reason for having it at the end of the meal doesn't apply anymore. What's Shaykh Halasova? But still, we should continue to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah at the end of the meal like they did in the days of the Beis Hamikdash. So the eating of the Afikoyman is the Iker mitzvah matzah der Reiser. That's when we have a mind to be out of the mitzvah. Hi, Taisus asks, but we eat matzah in the beginning of the meal. Rashbam Taisus, but matzah in the beginning of the meal. So they say, no, every meal you say Hamaitzi, in order that you shouldn't have to say Shahakol, and Mizainis, and the Kneidlach, and Barpi Adoma, and this, and Hoetz, and whatever you're going to eat, in order not to have to say another Brocha. So they say Hamaitzi in the beginning of the meal. Right, so the Rosh says that in the Seder of the Rashbam and the Tosafot, they have more at the end also. There's no reason to have more in the beginning. Matzah you have to have in the beginning because you want to say Hamaitzi. To pass through all the food, like in a regular weekday, in a regular Shabbos when you eat. You say Hamaitzi in the beginning to cover all the food in order not to have to say a bracha and everything. But Mara doesn't make sense in the beginning. So Mara, the Rosh says, you'll have to save to the end, according to the Rashbam and Tosafot. So that's what the Rashbam and Tosafot says. So it's Nicha, we understand why you eat the matzah in the beginning and you say Hamaitzi. But why do you say the bracha al achilas matzah? If you have in mind, Kavanah Shalolot says, so you should save the bracha al achilas matzah to the end. Before you eat the afikoyman, then you should save the bracha al achilas matzah. If everybody has in mind not to be yaitzeh with the matzah that they eat in the beginning, so how can you say a bracha then al achilas matzah? I don't know. So Tosfos and the Rashbam give an answer. So they say, even though you have in mind not to be yaitzeh the matzah in the beginning of the meal, you have to say, I'm yaitzeh. It's a normal meal, you say Hamaitzeh, and you're going to eat a little bit of matzah, you're going to eat chotcha, half a gezeis, something you're going to eat. So since you have to eat some matzah in the beginning, you plan to eat the matzah, so even though you have the fairish intention not to be out to the mitzvah matzah, you have to recite the bracha. No, you have to say Hamaitzeh for the Birchas Hanen, and you have to say Hamaitzeh. But he has in mind not to be Yotzeh. No, he has Kavanah Shalalotzeh, so he's not Yotzeh the matzah in the beginning of the meal. But still, the Rashbam and Tosafot say you have to say the bracha al achilas matzah in the beginning because the Gemara has the following shaila. What if a person doesn't have two separate vegetables, one for karpas and one for mor? The poor man only has romaine lettuce, and he has to eat the same romaine. So what do you do? So maybe you don't have to eat twice. So the Mishnah says no. The Gemara points out the Mishnah, if you only have romaine lettuce, you only have charein, whatever, so you eat it twice. The first time you eat it before the meal, the Torah is karpas, and you have kavanah shel lo latzeis, and you're not yotzeh. And the second time, after hamaitzeh, you eat it l'shem mor, and you have a mind to be yotzeh l'shem mitzvahs mor. So the Gemara has a machlekes amoraim in that case. When you're eating the same vegetable, mor, twice, once you're eating the Torah's karpas with kavanah shel lo latzeis, you dechayv es mor. Why kavanah shel lo latzeis? So that's what the Rashbam says, because there's a din l'chatchila deraisa to do the mitzvahs in order. First on matzos, and then morim yochlu. First the matzah, then the mor. So when he's eating karpas, he hasn't eaten matzah yet. So he's not going to have in mind to be out to the maror until after he eats the matzah. So there's a machlekes amoraim. In that case, when he eats the maror originally with kavanah shaloi latzeis, he eats in the shame karpas. And then he repeats the eating of the maror. Later, the shame mitzvahs maror. Does he say the bracha al achilas maror the first time or the second time? So I would have said, like you said before, say the second time. The first time he had the fairish kavanah shalai lotzes, he had in mind not to be yotzei. So what's he going to say a bracha then? It's going to be a bracha levatola. So the Gemara has a machloikis and the Gemara paskins. Usually the Gemara doesn't paskin. The Gemara paskins the hilchasa that you say the first time you say the bracha al achilas mor. I but he had kavanah shalai lotzes. So the Gemara says the svar is the reasoning is lachashimili kreisa hey menu hey chayzim mevarach olav. Since he already ate the maror, how does he wake up now and say the bracha al achilas mor? Since he ate the exact same mara before, so the proper thing is that he should say the bracha before. But he wasn't yotzei then. So the chori you have to add on to the gemara. Mustami you have to say the following biur that the achrenim have a yisoid. Not all the achrenim. Most of the achrenim have a lochal ma'isa. We assume the following yisoid that the takana of birchas hamitzvahs only applies when the person is doing a ma'isa mitzvah. When a person has a Kiyama mitzvah, he's not doing a Maisa mitzvah, he doesn't say any bracha. Likewise, the takana of Birchas HaMitzvah applies when a person is doing a Maisa mitzvah, even if he has no Kiyama mitzvah. When you have a sometimes he can do a Maisa mitzvah and not be Yotze, and sometimes he can have a Kiyama mitzvah without doing a Maisa mitzvah. So that most of the Achronim point out that the takanas chachamim that a person has to recite Kol HaMitzvahs Kulam, Uvarach Alayim, Oivah Latsiyas, and you have to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah before you do a mitzvah, hey, it's before you do a Maisa mitzvah, and not before you do a Kiyama mitzvah. If you have a Kiyama mitzvah without a Maisa mitzvah, you don't say a broch. And if you have a Maisa mitzvah without a Kiyama mitzvah, you do say a broch. The best dugma, talking in abstract philosophy, the best dugma is Rab Chaim gives a marshal. They quote the name Rab Chaim. What I put in the mezuzah on your door. So you're the one who's yotzei the mitzvah. I'm yotzei a different mitzvah. I'm yotzei a mitzvah. Gmilas chasodim. You asked me to do you a favor. I help you out. I put the mezuzah on your door. But I'm not yotzei the mitzvah mezuzah. You're yotzei the mitzvah mezuzah. Nevertheless, who says the bracha l'kvar mezuzah? The one who nails the mezuzah down is the one who says the bracha. The one who's fulfilling the mitzvah has the mezuzah nailed on his door, does not recite any bracha at all. Because the takanas birchas hamitzvah was instituted by the chachamim to be recited in conjunction with the maisa mitzvah. The one who does the maisa mitzvah in connection with the maisa mitzvah. So that perhaps is the pshat in this gemara. That even if you have kavanah shelo lotzei, let's say a person amishumet, and he eats matzah and he eats mar and he eats and he doesn't believe in anything. So then we wouldn't tell him to say a bracha because he's doing a maisa mitzvah. That's mine, not the diyosis. They don't say any bracha. You're going to do a Maisa Mitzvah which no one's going to be able to anything with. Not you, not me, not anybody. So then that's not even called a Maisa Mitzvah, is not. But if you're doing a Maisa Mitzvah, I'm eating matzah now, or I'm eating mora now, and I have in mind not to be able to say yet. I want to be able to later. Why do I want to be able to tomorrow later? Because l'chachid you're supposed to have mora. Yes. After matzah, or I eat matzah at the beginning of the meal, and I have in mind to be able to say with the matzah later, with afikoyman, because l'chachid the matzah and the mora should be at the end of the meal. At the time that I would have eaten the Korban Pesach, namely Al Atzov, with Mancha Bismigdash Oikar. So I'm eating matzah now, it's a Maisa mitzvah, but I have Kabbalah Shalolot, so I'm not being Yotz. But it's not that I don't want to eat matzah today at all. No, I want to be Yotz in the mitzvah matzah later. But since Al Korbanim, I'm doing a Maisa mitzvah now, so that's what Tosis and the Rashbam say, we are required to recite the Birchas HaMitzvah the first time we eat the matzah. And the first time we eat the maror, even though you're not yet to anything yet at that time. Because since you do plan to be yet to later, it's not that it's a Maisa Mitzvah, it's never going to lead up to a Kiyama Mitzvah. No. It's a Maisa Mitzvah that you will have something later that you will be yet to with. The second Achilas Matzah, the second Achilas Ma. So the din requires that you should recite the Birchas HaMitzvah before doing the first Maisa Mitzvah. Tosis gives another parallel to this. Tosis gives another dogma. They say, on Rosh Hashanah, we blow Shofar before Musaf, and then we repeat Kiya Shofar in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz. By the Hasidim, they blow Shofar in the middle of Tfilah B'Alach HaShof. So Tosis comments, when do we recite the bracha L'shmaya Kol Shofar? We recite the bracha before what we call the Tkiyas the Miyusha. Even though Tosis said, even though it's not the Iketakonis HaTanamit to blow Shofar al Seder HaBrachas. After Malki is after Zechonis, after Shofar. So why do we say the bracha before the tkiyah is the miyushav, if we're really going to be able to the tkiyah shayfa later? Yeah, should be a hefzik in between the bracha and the kima mitzvah. The kima mitzvah is later. No, to say the bracha in the middle of the shemana.
We'll have another bracha in the middle of
the shemana. The kohanim do it all the time. Whenever they do it in the middle of chazaras hashat, so the kohen says the bracha. So this is also the Tikkun Chacham. The Balamor comments at the Balamor and Rosh Hashanah claims that this Mana Talmud that they only blew during Chazaras Hashat, they didn't blow before. He claims that what we call Tkiyas Miyushav is introduced by the Goyim. Balamor claims that they never had that this Mana Gemara. He says that when the Gemara says that they blew Tkiyas Miyushav, that means Tkiyas in the middle of the Chazaras Hashat when everybody's sitting in their seat. And Tkiyas the Miyumin is when everybody's running out by Adon alone. The Tkiyas at the end. And he says, Bizman HaGemara, they never blew Tkiyas before Musaf. And that was instituted by the Goyim because of the Cholim, the Zkenim, and the Noshim who couldn't stay. They couldn't stay the Chazonim, Davin Long, or whatever. They couldn't stay till the Tkiyas and Malchus of Hemeshergeris. So the Goyim instituted to blow Shofar before Musaf. So the Balamor claims that Bizman HaGemara, that they only blew Shofar in the middle of Musaf. There was no bracha on Tkiyas Shofar at all. Period. They didn't say bracha. Hazai Shrak. And the whole bracha that we say, Lishma Kol Shofar, was instituted Bizman Hagonim, Bitzkufas Hagonim, that they started blowing Shofar before Musaf, so then there's a bracha. Okay. So either you would say no bracha, if you'd say in the middle, blow in the middle of Shmona, I say no bracha, or you would say a bracha, it wouldn't be a hefstik, like the Kohanim do when they do. It wouldn't be a problem of a hefstik, whatever it would be. But the Tosfos gives this as a mashal, just like on Rosh Hashanah. We say the bracha before the tkiyas, the miyushuf, and we're really not yoytzei anything until we blow the tkiyas. In the Shmona Esrei, in the Chazaras Hashat, so to over here, we say the bracha al achilas matzah before we eat the first piece of matzah on Pesach night, and we really not yet say the mitzvah matzah till later when you eat the afikoyman, because when we eat the first matzah, we have kavana shalolot. So the Netziv has a comment in his beer on the shiltas on that Pesach. What does Pesach mean? When we blow tkiyas the miyushov, nobody's yet said tkiyas shayfer. Why not? You yet said tkiyas shayfer, the goyim will say. What did the Baal HaMoed say? They instituted for the nation, the chalim is kenev, if they go home, so they yet say. So what do you mean that no one is Yotze? So he claims, the Netziv claims that that's what Tosfos is driving at. He says, how come the minig was, Bizman HaGoinim, he quotes from the Tshuvos HaGoinim, and by some Sfardim, the minig is still Arayan HaZeh, that they blow tkiyas the miyushov, bin miyushov, literally. That the whole tzibur sits, except for the Baal Tekeh, he stands. And the tzibur sits, v'shat tkiyas the miyushov. So he claims to demonstrate that everybody has in mind not to be Yotze. Because the Rishonim say that there are certain mitzvahs that you have to fulfill, Bamida. So they say one of them is, he starts with Sfira Saimer. Because it says, Bakoimo. Me'ochel Chemish Bakoma, Tikri Bakoma, Ela Bakoimo. The Rosh quotes such a Brisa, we don't have it, we don't know exactly where the Brisa is. Tikri Bakoma, Ela Bakoimo. So the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer has to be fulfilled, Lachatchila Bamida. If you can't be Yeshiva, the Rambam writes b'di'evet yoytze, but l'chatchila it's understood from the Rambam also l'chatchila is supposed to stand b'shas sfirasim, and then the goyim have gzeira shava. We don't have anything in the Gemara. None of this. We don't have the original drasha bakoma bakoma. We don't have the whole gzeira shava. They have gzeira shava. Whenever it says lachem, any mitzvah where it says lachem, it has to be done by mida. So one of the mitzvahs that it says lachem is kaitem lachem b'yom l'kachtem lachem b'yom arishin by lulav, and then by Yom Tshuva Yi Alachem. It says by Shofar also Alachem. So the Goyim Darshan is Gzeira Shava, just like Sfira Saimish, state Bakoma. You Darshan Bakoma, you have to tell Sfira Bamida, so too you have to blow Shofar Bamida. So the Netziv claims the Goyim Institute of Minig Bedavke, that Kiyas the Miyushu should be done, the Yeshiva, that everybody should demonstrate that they have Kavana Shalolotzes. Why Bedavke Kavana Shalolotzes? Because the Ika Takanas Chachamim was to be Yetzit Kiyas Shofar Al Seder Abrochas. Not time to blow in the middle of Chazaras Hashat. That's not enough. To be Yotze, the mitzvah deraisa, I'll say to our brachas. So in order to fulfill this, Takana de Rabbanon, you have to have in mind not to be Yotze Tkiya Shefer before.
According to the Baal HaMoed, because he says Canaan and so forth, that makes sense. But according to the others, that's not the reason why Takana you have to.
So the Gemara asks, Loma Tokim Kishen Yoshim Tokim Kishen Omdim. The Gemara says, Kedei Larbe V'Sasotan. That's the time that the Gemara gives, whatever that means.
Now, if you eat the matzah and the moor at the end, will you eat the moor after the matzah?
Yeah.
If you have a coin.
I don't know, Mustaman, not. You need time matzah to feed.
Yeah.
I don't know what the Rashbam and the Tosfos did. You have to have a certain Seder. And the Seder, l'chatchila, is you have to have first matzah and then maror, but you want to have dafke kedei shehei tam matzah b'shif. The Gemara has a machlekes whether that day name after nachat Pesach avikamen applies b'zman hazeh. That you're not allowed to eat after the matzah then. We paskin yet. So what's he going to do? He can't eat the maror at the end, but he has to eat the matzah first? I don't know.
He eats one piece of matzah first, then he eats the maror, then he eats the next piece of matzah.
It's still not matzah.
Yeah,
it
is.
I don't know. So this is Shita's Tosfos for HaRashbam. No, we don't follow the Tosfos in the Rashbam. Shita's Tosfos for HaRashbam is that the idea of Afikoyman is that's the Iker Mitzvah's matzah is Lebesof, and when you eat the matzah in the beginning, you have Kavanah Shalolotzitz. And the only reason why you say the Brichas HaMitzvah in the beginning is the Rosh Tainah that it's not so, that we don't eat more at the end. We eat more at the beginning. True, Bizman HaMikdosh, that they used to eat the Korban Pesach at the end. Kidei Shehei Nechal Al HaSova, Savara, they would eat the Matz in the Mar also at the end. According to Hillel, Mamish B'Krich HaAchas, and according to the Chachamim, B'Zeach HaZeh, but it will be the same time of the meal, all the way at the end. But Bizman HaZeh, they were not eating any Korban Pesach Al HaSova, So it does make sense to hold up the matzah more to the end. So you eat the matzah in the more at the beginning, you have kavana latzeis. That's how we usually assume, like the Rosh, you do have kavana latzeis. And the eating of the afikoman is legamri a different din. It's legamri midirabbanan to make a zecha lekorban pesach. That if it's not amigdash, the pesach was nechal ala sova at the end. So we eat the kazayis of afikoman to make a zecha lepesach. And that's what the Maharil added on. You should eat two kazayis. So the Maharil himself says the reason for the two kazayisim. Ezechel lePesach, that the Rambam sheet is that from Pesach Gufa they ate two kazeis. And other Achrayim say the Taz and the Magen Avraham give a different suggestion. They say no, you should eat two kazeis and of Afikayim, and one should be Zechel lePesach and one Zechel lChagiga. The Chagiga of Erev Pesach, the Chagiga of Yom Tov Pesach. That's not, you can't eat that Chagiga on Leil Tezvav. That Chagiga you can't begin to bring until Yom Tezvav Baboker by Yom. So you can't eat it on Leil Tezvav. But in addition to the Chagiga that was brought on Yom Tov. On Pesach, there was another Chagiga that was only brought on Erev Pesach. On Sukkot and on Shavuos, you don't have that. You only have the Chagiga that's brought on the Yom Tov. On Pesach, in addition to that Chagiga that's the rice, there was a Chagiga, the Rabbanon, the Gemara has a Machlokes Satanai.
The second day in the morning, the egg on the Karen.
The Gemara says it's not eight tafshila, and it's supposed to be Zechel Pesach and Zechel Chagiga. Shabbat says the minute you eat it at night.
The Zechel Chagiga is for the Chagiga and the Pesach.
Yes. The one on the Cairo, yeah.
The minute
you
eat it, the next
day. The
next day.
I don't know.
That's what you say.
I don't know.
This is supposed to be for the Chagiga and the Pesach, not for the Chagiga, for the daytime Chagiga.
Yes. Eat the Chagiga and Leil Pesach. Eat the Chagiga and Leil Pesach.
You said you brought the Chagiga
today. Pesach quotes the Yerushalmi that the reason for Nechal Allah Sova is because of the Chashash of Shvira Setzer. We're afraid if he's going to eat the Korban Pesach in the beginning of the meal, he's so hungry because he didn't eat the whole afternoon.
Like the
if he's a chor, then he didn't eat all day long because they didn't know how to make a siyum the sixth of his mana gemar. He used to really fast. The chorim used to fast, and everybody else would fast the second half of the day. So he's starving. So in order to prevent people from doing shvira setzim in their haste to eat the flesh, Tzitzis quotes the Yerushalmi that they introduced that you eat the Pesach ala sova in order that he shouldn't be starving to break one of the bones. Yeah.
But if it's only a say, and only a top one, what's the part of the doctor conversation?
Do you want to clock the table when we finish this also? This is a mitzvah, and the Chachamim disagree, Apophi Shein Charoiz is mitzvah. Charoiz is nishke mitzvah. The Gemara asks, if it's not a mitzvah, so what do you need it for? The Gemara cooked as well from a base. Yes. If it's not a mitzvah, so what do you need the Charoiz for at all? The Gemara says, Mishum Kippo. What does it mean, Mishum Kippo? So the Taisha says, in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel, Kippo is a perlas, is a worm, and the romaine lettuce is a worm that is kosher, you're permitted to eat it, it's not a treif a buck. Not all the shrats are treif. Taisha and Rajbam give a discussion of that. The Rajbam says that it's eris, that there's some. And Taisha says that it's a perlas. So whatever it is, it's something that's unhealthy. So it's permissible to eat the worm, it's permissible to eat the sam, the eris, but it's not healthy. So that's why you have to dip the mar into haroises in order either to counteract, to neutralize the effect of the eris or to kill the worm, whichever it is. That's according to the Chachamim de Rav Lezer Rav Tzorek. The haroises is not a mitzvah. According to Rav Lezer Rav Tzorek, haroises is a mitzvah. What does it mean? In addition to the Tam of Kippur, he's also masking to the Tam of Kippur. He doesn't disagree. Just like the Chacham holds in Kippur, he also holds in Kippur. But in addition to the Tam of Kippur, he says there's another reason why you have to have haroises. And what is that reason? It's a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah in Atzer, it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan. So the Gemara gives three reasons. The Gemara says, my mitzvah, Rav Levi says, Zechel Tapuach. So the Pasuk says, in Mitzrayim, Tachas HaTapuach HaRaticho. And Rabbi Yechanan says, Zechel Tit. Zechel Tit, they used to build the cities with. And Taisus Tzorich, Taisus Kuftazayin, and also Maskel Tzorich, quotes the Yerushalmi that it's Zechel Adam. Therefore, the Gemara says, and the Taisus says, you have to make different things. In order that, if you hold it's a mitzvah, if you hold it it's not a mitzvah just to kill the kippur, whatever you want to do, you can do whatever you want. But if you hold it it's a mitzvah, then there are rules and regulations how you're supposed to shtel abek the mitzvah to make a zechet to A, B, and C. So the zechel adam and zechel atit and zechel atapuach. So Amar Abai Hilkoch, since it's supposed to be zechel atapuach, tzorach lekuhuye. Zechel atapuach is a fruit that has a very sharp flavor.
So therefore you have to make the charoses also with a sharp flavor. How is a tapuach with a sharp flavor? L'chor de Gemara means to say that tapuach means a citrus fruit. Tapuach means an etrog. A tapuach means a lemon or an orange or a grapefruit. Something. It doesn't mean an apple. In the Middle East, the Gemara didn't have any apple. So when they spoke about tapuchim, and it says tapuchim in the Shir HaShirim, it's referring to a citrus fruit. Yeah. Yeah. All the things are fruit. This is called all the ingredients of the charoses are fruits. Are fruit. So the Gemara says you have to use tzoch lekuhuya decha letapuach. You have to have some sharp flavor, means from a citrus fruit in some, to have the decha letapuach. Tzoch lesnuchi has to be thick, decha letit. And then Taisa says, but wine is very liquidy. The Taisa says that right before you're about to dip in the maror, then you have to pour in a lot of wine to make it liquidy, and then it should be red wine, then it should be decha ledam. That's the seder. And if Taisa pours that on Shabbos, then it's in the Shulchan Aruch that you shouldn't pour in the wine to make it liquidy right before you're about to dip in the maror. It's a shayla from Lisha. So you should prepare everything before Shabbos. But whenever Pesach falls out on a weekday, and Lisha is muta, the Torah HaEchol Nefesh, this is called the Torah HaYom Tzas. In order to accomplish the Zechel Adam, and the Zechel Tapuach, and the Zechel Adin. Then Tosafos adds down also, not only do you have to have, that it should be liquidy, it should be thick, first thick, and then liquidy, and then you should have the sharp flavor, the Zechel Tapuach, the citrus flavor, Tosafos quotes from the Goyim, what the ingredients should be. In which fruit should you include in the charoses? So they say you have to use all of those all or some of those pears that Knesset Yisrael is compared to in Shir HaShirim in Kapitel Ches. That it says tachas ha-tapuach ha-ratich, you have to have the tapuach. People always assume that you have to have apples in the charoses. The Pashtus says, however, that it's not. From the Gemara, you see the tapuach over here doesn't mean apple. Tapuach really means a citrus fruit. I don't know. It's going to be kahuya. It's going to be sharp. It's not going to be sharp. Sharp means that it's a very sharp flavor. Then Taisa says, from the Goyim, you have to have rimon, kefela harimon akosech. You have to have pomegranates and hatena chanta fager. You have to have figs. Ale of the summer, you have to have dates. Egos, as it says, alginas, egos, yeradity. Nuts, these are all fruits. And then you should have shoke, almond. Hashem Shoshokat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Keis, another Zeche. The Gemara has three Zeche. The Bavli has two. Zeche Le Tapuach and Zeche Le Tit. And the Yerushalmi says Zeche Le Dam. And the Tosafos quotes from the Goyim. And the Shoke is a Zeche to the Shoshokat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ala Keis. And the other fruits are Hashem Knesset Yisrael. This is that the Charoses is a mitzvah. Shaitis, how do we hope? We hope Charoses is a mitzvah. Charoses is just Mishum Kippur. Which is it? So there's a steer in the Rambam, and the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnah is direct that we don't pass like Rav Lezer of Tzadok. We pass the Charoses is not a mitzvah. But the Rambam, the Arach HaZok, holds the Pirush not so. The Rambam says in the Arach HaZok, you dip the matzah in the Charoses, and you dip the carpets in the Charoses. There are no bugs crawling in the matzah. There are no bugs crawling in the carpets. It's only in the romaine lettuce. It's full of bugs. The morer has kippah. You have to worry about the eretz in the morer. So what does the Rambam write? That you dip the matzah in the charoses, and you dip the carpus into the charoses, and you dip the maror into the charoses. That can't be everything Mishum Kippah. The same bug. Everything in the world has the same bug. Only the carpus vessel doesn't have the bug. It wouldn't appear so. So that's what the Rambam holds the favorish, and the Arach HaZok he writes. Charoses is a mitzvah, means it's a mitzvah in the Rabbanan to dip all achilas halayla, with the one exception of carpus, to dip all the achilas halayla into the charoses. So that includes the matzah and the maror. And the karpas. So once you assume, like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok, the charoses is mitzvah, that's how the Rambam writes the Pirush in the Arach HaZok. He says that it's a mitzvah. So then you can begin to discuss muche, the kuhuye, should be liquidy, what ingredients you should put in. That's why all of this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The whole Gemara, the whole text, everything is quoted. Because we assume la halacha, like Rav Lezer Rav Tzadok, the charoses is a mitzvah, not just charoses is kippah. Some claim that that's the teretz on the Rambam. The Rambam says that you dip the matzah in the charoses, you dip the mor in the charoses, and you dip the karpas into the charoses. So the Mefarshim on the Rambam asked, but in the Manash Tana we say, Manash Tana shebuchal alayim, enon imad bilimah, bilimah pamachas, alayla zesh teifomim, So it's only says Shteifam, and according to the Rami, it's looking in three times. So someone answer that all year long also you have to worry about the bug. You don't want to eat any lifestyle loins. So all year long, if you're eating anything with the bug, we recommend that you should do something to get rid of the bug. Halayla zeh Shteifamim, in addition to the Mora, not Eimol Karpas and Zalflas and Eimol Mora and Charoises. Eimol Matzen and Charoises and Eimol Karpas and Charoises. The Mora Charoises is a Tzachlal not mentioned. That doesn't count. That's not Bol Bechezbon. The Mora and the Charoises Mishum Kippur. Everybody holds Mishum Kippur. Even if you hold that Charoises is not a mitzvah, but Kuli Amulot, you have to dip the Mora and the Charoises Mishum Sakona, or Mishum, it's unhealthy, whatever. It's not either sakona or it's unhealthy, whatever the pshat is. The whole Dafkimina will chav, if you hold.
We don't
have a ceremony. We don't have a ceremony, right? You don't do any ceremonial of this thing. All year long, whatever it's healthy you do. Let's say a person likes to dip his, he dips his gefilte fish in mayonnaise, or whatever. Or he dips his, whatever. So he's dipping. So the answer is, that's not a ceremony. He likes it like that. He eats it like that. But tonight we dip two times as a ceremony. We dip two times as a ceremony.
Comes out confident you don't have to spend hours and hours to be voiding the lettuce. I mean, it's a more efficient keeper.
No, that's the shy of Taisa says. If you're worried about keeper, say la, it's a trait.
Yeah.
Taisa says that it depends.
But what's that the la? If the la comes in later, then it's not.
No, so they quote. If the teilas is crawling on the outside of the vegetable, then it's called sheretz asheretz al ha'oret, and then it's also bachig. If the teilas never came out yet, if it's still inside, then it's not yet called sheretz asheretz al ha'oret, then it's mutter to eat it, but it's very unhealthy. So we're talking about those teilas. But you have to wash up, or you rip apart the pieces, you can discern bugs walking on the surface of the thing, not in the inside. But that's the taste says those bugs are also back.
If the has whether the last came into the vegetables while it's still growing or the last comes into the vegetables afterwards.
I think that's the Gemara. That's the Gemara.
I think
the Machulan has that.
But not whether it came out from the letter on the outside. It depends when did it get into the vegetable.
I think that's all included. And as told us arrived, the Rambam writes that you did the matzah in the charoisim, matzah, the karpas, and the mar, everything. And the rabbi is masik on the matzah, dipping matzah into the charoisim. He writes zehevo. What's the time of zehevo? What does the rabbi want that it's zehevo? So the so generally they say that the pshat in the tour quotes in the name of Rishon. What's the time of that it's hevo? The Gemara says that the charoisim is supposed to be azecha letit, zecha la'avdus. Zechel etit, zechel etam, even zechel etapuach, that the conditions under which the Bnei Yisrael lived in Mitzrayim were so miserable that the women had to make love to the husbands, tachas atapuach or aticha, in order to cheer them up, in order to encourage them that they shouldn't lose all of their spirit. They shouldn't go into yish. So whatever the chareisus is, it's the zechel to the abdus. The shayla is, what's the matzah? So the matzah is at this too. The matzah is lechem oini. Hol achmani the chol avasana be'arim. This is the lechem oini that the yedas avodim. And then the matzah is also this is the tekim shel avasana lachmas hashnid lalem melach nachman kodesh bochu. They had to bake it quickly because of the leil hagula, because they didn't have time that it should rise. So the matzah them is the balatanya and the whole drush on this. We're always to say over every so often balatanya is a drush that the matzah is both a lechem oini and the lechem of Yitzchias Mitzrayim. It's a symbol of Cheres and a symbol of Avdus at the same time. Has a drusha, right? A drusha, yeah. Right, huh? Another drusha. So some claim that this is the pshat in the Haftogas HaRaivit, that the Raivit is masik on the Rambam. Zeh Hevel, what do you mean that you eat, that you dip the matzah into HaRaisis? The Gemara says that there's a difference between matzah and maror. And matzah tzorech hasebe, and morin tzorech hasebe. Hasebe that you eat leaning on the side is to demonstrate that we're benecher. That avodim were never allowed this luxury of relaxing while they eat. They let them eat on the floor in the kitchen, whatever they got. They didn't eat the hasebe. The benecher didn't eat the hasebe. They only eat the hasebe with the matzah. That's the lechem of Yitzias Mitzrayim. That's the lechem of Cheres. But Maror is Echel Abdur. So it's austere. If you're going to eat Maror, they have saved. It's austere. That's why some Rishonim even say that the Koirach, when you have Matzah and Maror, so the different opinions in Rishonim, whether B'davki, you have to have a saber because you have Matzah, or B'davki, you're not allowed to have a saber because you have Maror, so it's not key of the dinner saber. You're not allowed to have a saber when you have Maror. You have to eat the Koirach Davki Shaloi Be'a saber. In most Hagodas, it doesn't say. But you should eat a steak on that. Shukroch also doesn't say. Shukroch doesn't say. It's a machlek, it's a rishonim. The karach should be eaten dafke. Yes, a steak, but I think most people do eat it a steak. I'm not mistaken. Most people eat karach a steak, but there are those who don't, because the Rabbi Shalom hold that the dafke you should eat the karach shalai a steak because of the mor. So some say that this is the pshat in Hasogas HaRaivi. They call it the Diadera. It's said like that. It's the tour. Tour has a little bit this pshat. That the Raivi is masking on the Ramam. The Hevel. Just like you can't have Hesedah by Moror. Why? Because Moror is a symbol of Abdur, and Hesedah is a symbol of Cheres, it's a spirit. So that's why it makes sense only to have dipping the Moror into Charoises. Charoises is a mitzvah. Charoises is Zechelatit, is Abdur. Moror is Abdur, and Charoises is Abdur. Zechelatit, Zechelatam, Zechelatapuch, all schlecht is that. But as far as matzah, you eat the Hesedah. So when we eat matzah, we're eating matzah of Cheres. So what do you mean? It doesn't make any sense that you should dip the matzah into Charoit to have a combination of Cheres and Alchus together. That's the sign that the Rabbi writes there. That's how they say pshat in the right. The Ragat Shover has a chidush niflo. I wonder whether it's correct at all. The Pashup Pshat is not correct. He claims that the Hasogas arriving on the Rambam, the Hever was only this manazah. He says the Rabbi would have agreed with the Rambam, this man Amigdosh, Avad, this man Shabbos Amigdosh, Haikayim Zokta, you have to dip the matzah into Charoites. He says the Hasagas HaRaivi is only this man there, and it's a Lomdish and Machloikas. He writes in one, he always writes the Kitz and Nimitz, he writes in one short paragraph, a whole Maroche, with 25 Marokkaimis, the Hefer Shah. But he claims that matzah is really both. Matzah is Holach Ma'anya, it's Lechem Oni, and it's also the Lechem of Cheres. So there isn't really such a steer what we said. What we said that also the kasha and the right is the right with kasha is the hevel means the steer. It's like eating more of the hesteva. How can you have cheres and avdus at the same time? So that's the hasogas HaRaivi. How can you have matzah dipped into charoit? Matzah is a symbol of cheres and charoit is a symbol of avdus. No, nishkin kasha. Matzah is a symbol of avdus and a symbol of cheres. It's both. It says in the chumash and it's both. Holach ma'anyu. The matzah goof is both. So it makes sense that you can dip the matzah into charoit. Nishkin fellow. But the Rabbi Shavuot says like this, that was only, when is Moro deraita, only Bizman HaMikdash. When you have a Beis HaMikdash and you bring in a Korban Pesach and you're really free people. We're Balabatim, we're running the world, we have a Beis HaMikdash and we're bringing Korbanas. So then you have to make a Zecheli Abdus. Ooh, used to be Avodim a long time ago. So then you have a Din of Moro, then Moro is deraita. Bizman HaZeh, the Gemara Darshan from the Pesach, Moro is love deraita. What do you need? A Zeche that we used to be Avodin? We're Avodin, we don't have Nishkin Baba Batman. We have the Makam HaMikdash and you can't bring Karbonin. You have it and you can't. You can't even build, you can't go, you can't do anything. So when Mamash Avodin, my hands are not feet outside, you can't do anything. So that's why Borer is only the Rabbonim, this man is a Bizman, Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim. You don't need any Zeche Avdus. This is Avdus Mamash, you don't need any Zeche. So the Gemara says Borer Bizman is the Rabbonim. He claims, Chidish number one, he claims that Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash HaYakayim. Eating of the matzah was a double kiyum. It was a zechel avdus holach manya, and it's a maisa cheres. So the zman hazeh, you don't. It only has one aspect. It's only a maisa cheres. That's what I would have said. Also, he says no. The zman hazeh morer is lav deraita. Why is morer lav deraita? Because you don't need any zechel avdus. We have avdus mamish. So he says you don't need matzah to eat matzah zechel avdus. We live in Golas, even if you live in Eretz, we're living in Golas. You don't have a Beit HaMikdash, you don't have Karbonos, you don't have a Makam HaMikdash. We're living in Golas, everybody's in Golas. You don't need a Zeichel Amdus. So the Matzah Bizman HaZeh is only eaten as a Maitre Cheres. So that's the Hasogas HaRaivi. How can you have Matzah dipped into Charoites Bizman HaZeh? How can you mix Cheres with Abdus? But Bizman HaMikdash, the Raivi would be masking with the Rambam's doctor. About it, Bizman HaMikdash, he would dip the Matzah into the Charoites. And it wouldn't be a seer. The matzah would be avdus, and the charoses would be avdus. So then he says, and what does the Rambam hold? So he goes through it, he claims that the Rambam is masking everything with the Raivi. But the Rambam holds that just like Moror Bizman HaZeh is the Rabbanon, the matzah Bizman HaZeh is also the Rabbanon. No, Matzah Bezman is the rice, only one kiyum. But the other kiyum, that's the one kiyum that's the rice, is Matzah of Cherub. But the Matzah of Avdus, the Matzah that Matzah today should have the second kiyum, the additional kiyum, that it should be a Zechel Avdus, that's Midir Rabbanah. So that's why, Mamash Abshetel, no? Unbelievable. That's what he writes. He writes this pshat in the Rambam and the Rambam. That's not like. So what does the Rambam hold? So let the Rambam be Matzkim. So just like Morav is Manas at the Rabbanah, so let Matzah be, have both aspects of Rabbanah. So he says, in God's Vashtay, the Machloik is the Rambam and the Rambam. A Machloik is when you have to do something with Atara, I have to eat the Matzah anyway, but Torah's A. I have to eat Matzah, but with Manshah, it's meant to show you how to eat Matzah. Torah's A and B, the Akiyam of Avdus and the Akiyam of Cherus. Two matzahs, the furish and the chumash, that matzah is zecher to the matzah that they ate when they were slaves, and zecher to the matzah that they baked the last minute because they were in such a rush, they didn't realize that they're going to have to run right away. So that zecher lechem is also, this man, amigdash, is a double kiyum. This man is that we have to eat matzah anyway on a level of the rice. It doesn't make sense that the chachamim should be misakein, that you should eat matzah in the rabbanon, the Torah. And that the kiyum, you have to eat the matzah anyway. It doesn't make sense that the Rabbanon and the Sakein that you should eat the matzah also the Torah's Avdus. If they wouldn't do the Sakein more or the Rabbanon, you just wouldn't eat more of the Zman as them. So then the Sakein more, but the Rabbanon, then you should eat it. But by the matzah that they call the code you're eating it, doesn't make sense that they're on the Sakein. So he says, that's the Machlek is the Rambam in the life. And on this, he starts to bark, Mar Mekoymus, the Gemara is all over the place with the Shnai is to show that this is a Shailen Tanoim and Amoroim, when where they call the code you have to do something anyway. On a level of the rice, it doesn't make sense that the Chachamish should be mechayev you to do the exact same thing, the Torah that came there above. We have read such a, I'll give one parallel that he doesn't quote, something similar. There is a din that on the first day Sukkot, you have to have Shalachem on the Lulav and the Yesrit, the Dalad Mim, says, Lekachem Lachem, Mishalachem. And the rest of Sukkot, you don't do Shalachem. What about on Yontav Shena Shal Goliath? Do you need Shalachem on Dalad Mim and on Yontav Shena Shal Goliath? So it's a machlekes in the Ritva. Mishnah Berurah quotes a machlekes in the Ritva in Sukkah. And in Shulchan Aruch we pass on that you do need Shalachem. You do need Shalachem and you do need Hodor. Even though the Mechaber holds you don't need Hodor. All the rest of the days, the Ramah holds you need Hodor. All the days of Chol HaMoed Sukkah. The Mechaber holds you don't need Hodor, you don't need Shalachem. But on Yontav Sheni, you do need Shalachem and you do need Hodor. And people make this mistake. Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Bikurei Yankit. They're about to make a mistake. And they think that the second day Sukkah is you only need Shalachem, you only need Hodah. The first day, the rest of Sukkot doesn't matter. He says, no, the second day Sukkot is the end of the first day. So what's talking about Machloikis in the Rishon, whether the second day Sukkot need Shalachem, or the second day need Hodah? So the Chor, this is the Machloikis. When the din that you need, Lul of Kol Shiva, is a Takon of the Rabbana. When were they mistaken at Takon of the Rabbana? So the Mishnah says, right after the Churban, Abyechim and Zakkai was the Nasi, right after the Churban, he was mistaken, Sheyehi Lul of Nikol Kol Shiva. So, they used to take the lulav on the first day of the Raisa, and call Shiv in the Rabbon. Then, in the days of Abai Verovi, when they established the lulav, then they were mistaken that everybody should observe Yontav Sheni Shal Goliath. Until then, they used to have Yontav Sheni Shal Goliath of the Yema. And then they were mistaken when they established the lulav, they were mistaken the new takona, we should observe Yontav Sheni Shal Goliath. Now the Shaila is, when they were mistaken later in the days of Abai Verovi, Yontav Sheni Shal Goliath, did they have to be mistaken Yontav Sheni with respect to lulav? With respect to Matzah and Moror and Haggadah and Melacha, they had to be mistaken. If you won't be mistaken the sake of the end of Yontav Sheni, you won't, it'll be Chol HaMoed. You'll only have one day Shavuos. You won't have 2 days Pesach. You won't have 2 days Sukkot. You'll only have one day Yontav. But as far as taking the lulav, the second day of Sukkot, Ben Kovokon, you're going to shake the lulav. That's the takanah in the days of Rabbi Yechon Mitzakeh. Lulav Nito Kol Shiva. Anyway, you have to shake a lulav. So when they were mistaken Yontav Sheni in the days of Abai Verovah, were they mistaken? Even with respect to lulav, that you have to shake the lulav anyway, so the second one, you have to shake it with Torah's fake of the yom of the first day. But he's saying, no, what do you mean, shake it with Tom A in addition to Tom B? You're shaking the lulav anyway! So he says, no need for a takon on Yom Tovshani. So that's exactly the machlekes of Rishonim. When you shake the lulav on the second day, Sukkot, you shake it only with Torah's takonos adechem and zakai, lulav nito kol shiva, or you shake it also with Torah's fake of the yom, maybe it's yesterday, maybe it's the first day, maybe today's Yom Tov, so you need Shalachem, which you need Hodah. So it's similar to that Machlek, that's what he claims over here. I don't know, to say that this is the Machlek, is the Rambam and the Raivet, is very obscure. What the Rambam and the Raivet, they go to the Zman HaZeh, the Zman HaMikdash, the Raivet agrees with the Rambam. Zika chosim and asef, everything is missing. Pashto says that it's not so. Together?
If it's Mabatul Tamat, it should be Mabatul Tamat in there too.
Maybe he means that, according to the Raga Chava, you can understand, that Matav is not Amigdash, as both the Torah's Lechem only and the Torah's Chayr. So the aspect of the fact that you have it both together in Chayr is the Avdus aspect of the Matav blends together with the Avdus aspect of the Mor. I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, our practice is that we only did the mar in Tacharesh, we only did the karpas, and we only did the mat in Tacharesh. So that? The brooks.
Every dash
of here. Say which one? In between two leaves, it is a sheret. No, I think that is sheret asheret alor. It's only inside the top, inside the vegetable. I think that's what the Gemara says in Chumash. It's inside the vegetable there. The Rush claims that according to Tosis and the Rashbam, that the idea of Afikayman is that is the Ikar Mitzvah Matzah. And when we eat matzah in the beginning, we have kavanah not to be yotzeh. And we eat the matzah at the end because there's man amigdosh, they ate the pesach at the end. It was nechal al asova. And they had to eat the matzah in the morning in conjunction with the current pesach, also at the end. So we today, even though we don't have pesach, we still maintain this practice of eating matzah at the end. That's avikayman. So then the Rosh adds on that according to that opinion of Tosfos and the Rashbam, you have to eat the maror at the end also. The fact that we eat more in the beginning is a hechacha that we don't follow the Taisus and Rashban. We hold that Afikomen is a ganzen a different than Zechel Apeka, ganzen a different halacha. It's not that that's Zikim Mitzvah's month. Yeah, that's what he writes. According to the Rashban, they ate not a kasha, he should have eaten. I think he says that they ate it. I think he states it as a fact. I think so. You have to take a look in the Rosh again. I think he makes it as a statement. According to the Rashban, they ate matzah and maror at the end of the meal, after the whole meal was over. Hamotzi, they said hamotzi in the beginning to cover everything that they're saying, and the Taisa says they would say alachilas matzah also, even though they have in mind not to be eaten, even though they have kavanah shalolot. But then they wouldn't eat the maror till the end. They would eat matzah, then maror, then korban pesach. I'll read all three together. On Pesach night, the Mishnah has a special takona de rabbonon to recite Hallel in the middle of the Haggadah. You break the Hallel up to recite part before the meal and part after the meal. This is called different interpretations on the Yerushalmi, different opinions from the Shem as to whether a bracha is recited on the Hallel in the Seder, in the middle of the Haggadah, on Leil Pesach. So one opinion of the Shem is that you say two brachas, one bracha before the first Nefer Hallel, one bracha before the second Nefer Hallel. One opinion is not, you only say a bracha before the second half of Hallel. Some say you only say a bracha before the first half and it covers the whole Hallel. And our practice is that no bracha is recited at all. Why do we not recite any bracha at all? The different reasons are given. So the Ran and our Rav Stochem quotes in the name of the Rav Haigoin a reason that Rav Elbel of Soloveitchik made very popular. I don't know. Before people read Rav Elbel's Kedushin, they didn't remember so much. They weren't so familiar with that Ran. He gave over all the other reasons that the Rishonim did. And Rav Elbel Soloveitchik has a whole Dvar Torah, has a whole bio, a whole comment on that Ran v'shem Rav Haigoin. Rav Haigoin claims that when we recite Hallel, we recite Hallel sometimes the Torah's Kriya and sometimes the Torah's Shira. Sometimes the Torah's Kriya, we are reciting the Hallel that David HaMelech composed. We're reciting Pirkei Tehillim. Sometimes the Torah's Shira that we ourselves are spontaneously saying our own Hallel. But I don't compose Hebrew well, I'm not good at poetry, so I borrow from someone else, but not that I'm reading Pirkei Tehillim. I'm reciting a Hallel, that's called a Hallel Shel Shira. When does one recite Hallel Shel Shira? When is it Hallel Shel Kriya? So if it's a Hallel B'Shas HaNes, that's what Rabbi Elbel has it told Arichet. If it's a Hallel B'Shas HaNes, there are different types of Hallel. On Yom Tov we recite Hallel, on Pesach Shavuot Sukkos in the morning, we recite Hallel as an aspect of Simchat Yom Tov.
that the halal shall shiva. On the Chanukah, the Gemara says it's not an Indian of Simchas Yontif. There's no Gushas Hayon, there's no Chiyuv Simcha on Chanukah. So the halal on Chanukah is Zechel Anes. But it's not the halal B'shas Anes, it's Zechel Anes. That's also the halal of Kriya. We're reciting Pirkei Tehillim and reciting the halal as the halal shall Kriya. The first time that, and Rosh Chodesh is also, is a minig. The Gemara says at the end of time it's a minig, it's not a real din. And that's like Yontif. That Rosh Chodesh has some aspects, some elements, like a Yontif, he's bringing Korban Musaf, so it has an Inya like Simchat Yontif, so it's also an aspect of Simcha. And the Torah quotes from the Gaonim that there's an Inya Simcha on Rosh Chodesh also. So we have a minute to recite Halal Bikbulan, Chatzi Halal Bikbulan on Rosh Chodesh, as a demonstration of the Simchat Rosh Chodesh. Like Simcha of Yontif. The Halal on Pesach night is like the Halal of the first Chanukah. Like the halal when they conquered Yerushalayim. So the first Yom Yerushalayim, that was the halal shel Shira. And on consequent years, those who follow the practice of reciting halal, that's not a halal shel Shira. That's a halal Zechel Anes. That's a halal shel Kriya. That's a halal as a Zikar. But it's not a halal B'shas Maisa, B'shas HaYeshua. The halal B'shas HaYeshua, that has to be a halal shel Shira. So what's Haitz on Pesach night, it's a halal shel Shira. So that's what the Avodah says, yes, exactly. We say in the Haggadah, B'chol Dor B'dor, the Mishnah has this Nusa. B'chol Dor B'dor, Chai Barom Liris Asaf, Mikilu Hu Yatsum in Mitzrayim. Tonight, you have to have the sensation as if he left Mitzrayim. Shenema V'yostanu Hotsi Misham. You have to have the feeling as if we left Mitzrayim. But Pichach, therefore, since B'chol Dor B'dor, Chai Barom Liris Asaf, Mikilu Hu Yatsum in Mitzrayim, you have to have the feeling as if he left Mitzrayim. Pichach, Anachna Hayom, Mahodus Lahalo. That's why we are obligated to recite Halo. It's a Halel, like a Halo B'shatanez. A Halo B'shatanez. Is a halal shel shira. What are the differences between halal b'shas hanes as opposed to halal shel kriya, dechel hanes or halal simchas yontif? So one of the there are several differences. So one of the several differences is that the halal dechel hanes or halal of simchas yontif, the Mishnah says Megillah can only be recited by yom. Mishnah has a Megillah, some mitzvah that can only do by yom, some mitzvah that can only do by laila. It says, Halal is only Midrash Shemesh Ad Mevor, from Zricha till Shkia, you say Halal. If death to the Shkia, it's Balayla, so you're not yet to Halal, only by Yom. So how come you say Halal on Leil Pesach? That's the Kasha that Achreinim asked. How come you say Halal on Leil Pesach? So they quote a terrorist based on a Zohar, that at the time of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, the sun was shining. So therefore, it's Yom. Laila Kayom Toyim. That the sun was shining the night of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. What does it got to do with us? We also have the sensation as if the sun is shining by Laila, so Bayom is very short. So others say based on a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva that a group of people were once on a boat, and there was a storm at sea, and the boat almost sank, and then it was at night, the whole story happened at night, and they were mispal kakodesh baruch, and they promised to give tzokis, they'll pull through, and then at this Alpi Nes, they were all spared, and they all had a Yeshua. So they wanted to recite Halal, to thank kakodesh baruch, so they had a Shaila. Can they recite the Halal Balayla, or do they have to wait till the next morning? So if some say, as it should be, they can recite the Halal Balayla. But when you have the limitation that you have to say Halal Daska Bayom, and not Balayla, that's if it's Halal of Simchas Yontif or Halal Zechel Nes, like in Chanukah. But Halal B'Shas HaNes, whenever the Nes is, that's when you say the Halal. So if the Nes is Bayom, you say it Bayom. When the Nes is Balayla, you say Balayla. Don't wait till you go to sleep, and then tomorrow morning you'll wake up, and you say Halal. If the Nes is Balayla, you say Balayla. So that's what people say based on this Rabbi Goin. That's another din of Halal. That's also the Yerushalmi has. The Bavli doesn't have Yerushalmi has. The Malachim didn't say Shiva. The Malachim didn't say Shiva. The Malachim weren't suffering, so they should
have a minute to have a Yom HaTzmaut, to say Halal at night by March. But that's completely, that would be wrong to do, to say Halal.
I'll be cautious.
I don't know, but that's
Rav Neiria published the whole essay attacking Rav Goren. Yes. The Beit HaZayin is a Rav Neiria attacked Rav Goren about it.
Masa Yom Hallow. That says, well, isn't it? It doesn't make sense to say Halabala. But Bagorin, apparently, when he was chief of the chaplains in the army, had to go traveling around a lot on Yom Ha'atzmaut in the daytime. So he couldn't be in the minyan in the morning when they would be saying Hallel. So he felt very bad as missing Hallel. But the Eingefit that they should say Hallel, the little Yom Ha'atzmaut, and he shouldn't miss. That's where Rabbi Nevi attacked him, just because you have a personal problem. You're flying around the Eretz Yisrael, so you make everybody to drink. That everybody should say Hallel by Yom Ha'atzmaut. It doesn't make any sense. They do all over, No, he's really right. I think Rabbi Nevi is right. It really doesn't make sense. No, he won't die for it. But it doesn't make sense. He can't make it more than Hanukkah. Can't make it more than Hanukkah. And Hanukkah, you say by Yom. But on Leil Pesach, you say Hallel by Laila. Because Chai Bar Amir is a Kilo Yatsu Mitzrayim now. We have the feeling that this is that feeling right now. So we're saying, Hallel Shel Shir. Oh, and that's what the Rav Haigoyen says. Why is no bracha recited on this Hallel? So he says, if you say a bracha in advance, as if you're saying, the Rabbanu Shlomo is mechayev me that I should say Hallel. We want this to be a spontaneous outpouring of Hallel. So the Hallel, the Shas Hanes, should be bedavke without a bracha. If you say a bracha, you kill it. You take away from the spontaneity. That's a good question. What is the Hallel and Shul supposed to represent, and why is it that it has the bracha, and why is it that it's recited before Pesach Kohal? That's a good question. What is it all about? How does it compare to the Hallel in the middle of the Haggadah? Is it the same thing or not?
Yeah.
One of the other differences that the Rishonim point out between Hallel Zechel Hanes or Hallel of Simchas Yontov as opposed to Hallel B'Shas Hanes is whether the Hallel is recited dafke after you finish eating, dafke in conjunction with the meal, or the Hallel should be recited before. Let's say you're not supposed to eat a meal before you blow Shofar. Mishnah says in Sukkah, you're not supposed to eat before you bench Esri. You're not supposed to eat before you do any mitzvah, Shizman Iveris. It says in the Achrenim say, when a father has a bris, so he shouldn't eat breakfast before the bris. If you're going to have the pigyon aden, you shouldn't eat before the pigyon aden. Sometimes it's very hot, you have the pigyon aden at 7 o'clock in the afternoon, You tell them not to eat all day. But the Achrenim says such a klal, you're not supposed to eat before you do a mitzvah that you have to do today. So it's not proper to eat before Hallel. Right, some Rishonim say. No, some Rishonim say, the Rekech, right, that the reason why the Chasam Kala fares is because they're going to do a mitzvah today. There's different mitzvahs, there's different reasons given. That's one of the reasons, Gemara in the end of Tainus says that if there's a Tainus Yishonim, if it's not raining in Eretz Yisrael, and the Bezim goes to Tainus, and everybody's fasting, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu enters their prayers and it starts to rain, so the Mishnah says everybody goes home and eats, they break the Tainus, they eat, and then they come back. If it rained before Chatzos, rained after Chatzos, they continue to fast. Rained before Chatzos, then it says that everybody goes home and eats. Then they come back and they say Hallel and Shul, and then Daven Mincha. So the Gemara asks, why do they have to go home and eat first, and then get together say Hallel? Say the Hallel now. They hear ready to say the Hallel now. Why, how long is it going to take to say the Hallel? 10 minutes, 20 minutes, how long is it going to take to say the Hallel? The Gemara says, no. Ein Arim Shira, Ein Arim Hallel, Ela Al Keres Maleya, U'Benefesh Taveya. Only say Hallel after you finished eating, after you're satiated, you're satisfied, so you won't be in a rush to finish. The Taisus asks, in Tainus, on that Zabra, on that Chavav, on Manala, Taisus asks, we do every Yom Tov in the morning, every Rosh Chodesh in the morning, you say Hallel before breakfast, the Dafka before breakfast. So Taisus gives an answer that's very unclear, there's some kind of a misprint. But that's what the Achronim say, is the interpretation of Taisus' answer. Taisus meant to say, if it's a Hallel Shel Shira, so you want it to be like a, in conjunction with the Suda, you should eat a Suda Saidoya, and after the Suda Saidoya, then you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you pray to the Rabbanu Shlom. It should be with more feeling. So when it's a Hallel, B'Shas Hanes, you recommend that everybody should eat first, and then recite the Hallel. But if it's a Hallel of Zechel Hanes, like Chanukah, or it's a Hallel of Simchas Yontif, then we say B'Davki, you should not eat beforehand. So that's what the Mefarshim say here. The Baal Hamor writes, that why is it that we recite the bulk of the Hallel on Pesach night after the meal? Are you talking? Why don't we recite the Hallel first and then finish the meal later? So he says, because he quotes that Gemara in Tainus, and then Hallel Elo al Nefesh, the Keres Maleo, the Nefesh Taveir, he quotes that Gemara. So he means to say the same as the Rabbeinu Haigoyen, that the Hallel on Leil Pesach and the Seder is a Hallel Shel Shira. So you want to eat Dafke, Dafke to eat first, and then to recite the Hallel later. Right, to the Tanoim, right, you see in the Mishnah, and Kuf Tezayin on the base. Some, that's a shaila. So some say that there are two different dinim of halal. The halal before and the halal after. Others say no. The Tzivan is Haggadah writes no. He thinks that it's just a sandwich in the meal in between the two parts of the halal to demonstrate that the Sudah is Sudah Toidoya. That it's not some Sudah Yontif like every Pesach, like every Shavuos and Sukkot, like Simchas Torah, to show that this is the Sudah Toidoya. So you say part of the halal before and part of the halal after. The Iker of the halal will be after. You should be reciting the halal. The Nefesh Sevele Keres Malaya. The halal, the bit of the halal that's recited before is to demonstrate that to be kaver the Suda as the Suda Saidon.
We say that.
The Gemara has in the first parak of Moshe, the Gemara has a machlokes satanayim, blessing of Yeshua, whether the world was created in Nisan, the world was created in Tishrei. So the Gemara says that according to the Tanakh, he says that the Nisan is a ha'imam. The Gemara has a whole history of the world, a whole eschatology. Yeah. So the Gemara says in that sugya that one Tanakh holds that the Nisan Migalu Benisan Asirim Lehigoyal. That's what the Gemara has this name. So this perhaps is the reason why we recite this Haftarah on Shabbos Agodol. Before Pesach, we recite the Haftarah, which closes with the Nevuah from Zechariah, from Malachi, closes with the words, Hinei Nechu Shalech Lechem Etzelei Anav Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem Agol V'anav Heishet Leibolos Albonim Berehi. The Novi promises that Yom Novi will come Lefnei Bo Yom Hashem Agol V'anav. The Gemara in Erevin interprets on this pasuk that refers to Bias HaMashiach. Bo Yom Hashem Agol V'anav is the day of Bias HaMashiach, that Yom Novi will appear to the Sanhedrin HaGdolah of Yerushalayim the day before Mashiach will appear to announce that tomorrow Mashiach will be. So perhaps this is the kesher between the Haftarah and the Yom Tov HaPesach, that the Yom Tov HaPesach is the Nisan Yigalu. We believe that the Nisan Asidim HaGoel, the Gula Asidim, will also be a Nisan. So we read this Haftarah to them to be Mechazik the Amun and be as HaMashiach, that Mashiach will come after Yom Tov will come to announce. With the Yom Tov, everybody, I will just mention again that